This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
You need a father figure.
Doogie.
I drink her toilet water.
Peter.
I had all my Bigfoot files.
Charlie.
I'm not here to please you guys.
And Jeffrey.
Oh my God!
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Wednesday, September 19th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. 866-967-6837. That's how you get a hold of us. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, give us a call, 866-967-6837. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. We have lots of stuff to talk about this morning. Samantha, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Samantha.
Hi.
Hi, what's happening?
Nothing. So I just was listening yesterday, and I heard that Gigi was saying that she had lost 6 pounds in a week.
Yes.
With keto.
Yes.
And I was just calling to let her know, and you guys know, that low-carb diets, the reason you would lose that weight really fast is because it's all water retention.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when your body stores glycogen in your muscles, which is that's how it stores carbs in your muscles as fuel. So when you stop eating carbs, that glycogen releases the water that it was retaining. So if she stopped this diet, she would gain that weight back fast. So it's not really a maintainable diet if you stop doing it. Just eating like whole foods, healthy foods until you're full.
Yes,
is the best way to lose weight.
Eat fewer calories, Doogie. Exercise more,
but
and there you go.
That's fine. I have a high school reunion in a week,
so you don't really care about.
I just need to eat. Here's,
I understand.
I need to eat less carbs, and I'm not doing the high fat. You know, like some people do the high fat, no carb situation.
That's what the keto diet is.
I know. I do a little variation of it. I don't do... No, I do healthy fats.
The Doogie diet.
No, like some people eat a bunch of bacon and stuff like cold cuts, you know. So I just do like a hard-boiled egg. I do tuna, like that kind of stuff. Cottage cheese.
Well, it must be working.
Down Doogie, 7 pounds now.
Doogie's down 7 pounds. I always turn to her for her expert diet. Dieting advice.
You did it before Rubberfest, and then you gain it right back?
Well, that was in June, July. I lost 14 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And then what happened?
And so it's now almost October. I was just gorging. So that was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
So when I put my mind
words,
to it.
Yes,
not maintainable.
It right back.
No, it is maintainable.
It right
you, yes, it is. I just didn't give a crap. But now when you have to go back and look good for your high school classmates, you give a crap. So,
Amber writes, I have to say the Ozzy Osbourne and Stone Sour concert was amazing. That was my very first concert ever.
Was she a teenager?
I don't know. I was ready to sell my ticket because I woke up in a bad mood. Everything I wanted to wear, nothing was fitting. So I said, screw it, and wore some ripped up shorts and a lacy shirt. I spent $300 on merchandise and beer. Holy
nice.
Mackerel. Which is the first time I ever drank beer. How old is this chick? I've always been a liquor girl, she says.
Oh, okay.
The show was great. I'm looking forward to many more.
Yeah, $16 for beer there. I could add up to $300.
$300, real
easily.
Quick, yeah.
Those are the best times, though, when you just don't care. You know, low expectations, and screw it, I'll just go. And then you end up having a great time, so I'm glad she went.
She sent a picture. She's not
that
young.
Oh, there she is.
No, she is a little.
It's her first concert ever. Where you been all these years,
seriously.
Honey?
She Amish?
Maybe. Mike writes, where can I find the video clip of that guy launching his poop into the toilet? I searched but couldn't find it. Charlie's
that?
Holding that one close to the vest. That's
our show exclusive.
Yeah, he's...
Can you send it to me? I want to send it to my friends.
Nope, have them sign up for RMG Plus. They can look at the video archives of yesterday's show and watch it in slow motion if they'd like.
It's a guy laying in front of a toilet on the ground and then launching a turd and arcing it into the toilet.
It's so great.
Perfect form, too.
Oh, yeah. It's... Daniel writes, yo, Rover, I am another Louisville listener here. I can't believe they took you off the radio here. I can. Oh, just wait. I can't stand the other morning show here. I just wanted to say Doogie is a perfect fit for the show. I love all the haters that she has. She is genuine.
Yeah.
She's funny. She's entertaining.
Dieter finds me funny.
Oh, yeah, I'm laughing all morning here.
It's funny how she always messes up the words when it comes to the shizzle.
Oh, yeah.
Daniel, it's funny the first 15 years. After that, it's annoying.
Woo!
Andrew writes, I know I'm always a day late. I apologize for that, but I'm sitting here at work on Tuesday watching Monday's show, and I cannot get over Doogie and Gia. I recently moved my old lady and her two kids, 9-year-old girl and 7-year-old boy, into my and my daughter's home. They are raised very different with a single mother. They're not bad and listen well when asked to do something. They say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, when they talk to other adults, but they have no clue how to get through life. The amount of clothes that I find left around the house is ridiculous. I found the boy's lunchbox open on the floor of the bathroom with a pair of shorts in it.
Was there an accident at
school?
What
the hell is that all about?
Why would you do that?
I had a diarrhea accident.
Doogie, I love you, but sometimes you do need to take input from other people. Rover is right.
That's okay. I'm good. Thanks.
Todd says, Rover, everything is, and that's everything in all caps, is within walking distance in downtown Indianapolis. He gives us some places where we can park Rolling Glory 1. He says a few places to check out. Gives us some bars. Forward this email to Charlie.
Can you put that one aside?
No, he's on the list, actually. I see it. He CC'd Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's see here. Piper writes, I'm originally from Rochester. I've been listening since you started here. I moved to St. Louis about 5 years ago, and I still listen every day. I was so excited you were coming to St. Louis that I could finally meet you guys and meet other Rover lovers. But Saturday? Really? I'm out of town for my cousin's wedding on Saturday, and I'm going to miss you guys. Any chance you hit St. Louis on your way back? Piper, unfortunately, we're not going to be hitting St. Louis on the way back. We're in a rush to get back. Because we have to turn around. Speaking of Rochester, we got to get back, and we got to after we're on the road for a long time, going all these places, then we got to turn around and go right back to Rochester for the Rover's Morning Glory 19-hole Invitational. John in Indianapolis has places where we can go. And he says that we should go broadcast the show from the iHeart Studios and rub the bus in Tom Griswold's face.
Griswold?
I guess that must be Tom from Bob and Tom.
His last name is Griswold?
That's their is that their home? Where
it's
they,
their home base.
Is it?
That's right, yes. Cardinals are playing against the Giants on Saturday. I think it's Saturday.
That'd be fun.
There is also Q in the Loo. It's a barbecue festival with multiple barbecue restaurant vendors, beer, and live music happening next day to the stadium from 10:30 a.m. until 8 p.m. There you go, Charlie. That's right up your alley, I think.
Yes, let's definitely... I would love to go to that.
I remember, I believe I went to a baseball game with Dieter and he wanted to leave in the second inning. He got there and he's like, man, let's just go.
What I remember was you, because you wanted to go to bed early. Yeah. I wanted to stay and drink. And
right.
I swear to God, it was you.
Right.
Wait, was I there?
Do you remember this?
No. I'm the one that wants to go to bed early.
Yeah, well, Rover was the same boat.
So what inning did you make it until?
Two. The second.
Oh, you
Rover
did
goes,
leave.
Let's get out of here.
Right. Aww. Yeah, you know me. Always ready to go to bed early. Kevin listens every day in Indianapolis. He says he is thrilled to hear we're going to be doing the show from Indy on Friday. I'm hoping you will do a fan meetup that I can attend. I also wanted to pass along that my wife, Carrie, runs a business called Circle City Tours. She wants to give a tour of the city on Friday. Huh. It's a 3-hour tour, just like Gilligan, and includes the downtown area, interesting neighborhoods, and Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Perfect for Snitz.
Perfect, what do you mean?
Snitz would love that, wouldn't he?
No, it's not artsy enough, I don't think.
I think that'd be better than...
It's gotta be, you know.
I think he would love that.
Yeah, I'll do whatever.
That's too mainstream.
It is too mainstream.
He needs a back alley tour.
He needs a tour of, you know, vegan this or that or something. I don't know what he needs a tour of.
Yeah, at least I do stuff. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Fernando writes... Rover, can't wait to meet you when you come down to Houston. If Jeffrey still hasn't kicked that crazy-ass bitch out of his house before you leave on your trip, can Nads come along? Well, Nads is sending emails for suggesting things to do on this trip. I think he's trying to weasel his way in there, Dieter.
I'm not trying to weasel. I saw that. And I thought that would be really cool and funny to see you guys try to do. I'm always available. My phone's always on.
He's ready to go. His bags are packed.
Yeah.
They've been packed for the past year and a half.
Yes.
He's right there by the front door. He's just ready to go. Here's someone that hates Curious George. Curious George read a poem that he wrote on the aftermath yesterday, apparently, and this guy says, here's my poem that I wrote about Curious George. Roses are red, violets are blue. I hate you, Curious George, and your annoying, disrespectful, stupid, ignorant, heavy-breathing voice, too.
You can turn your mic on to laugh, Charlie.
I wasn't.
No, there's nothing rude. Funny. George is a great poet.
Was he... Were they laughing silently in there?
So,
yeah, they were chuckling.
Nads is laughing, so absolutely he doesn't not. Want to offend Curious George?
Not us.
You're not offending him.
I wasn't laughing, so it doesn't matter.
Heath writes, Rover, it's Heath and Amarillo. I know Jeffrey has been hard at it trying to overcome his writer's block and find some inspiration for his next bestseller. I wanted to suggest a premise for a new story that's sure to sell a ton of copies. I've even taken the liberty of coming up with a title for his book. It's called Blood in the Duplex. Kind of like Blood in the Studio. This is Blood in the Duplex. It's written in the first person from the perspective of the main character, and it starts with a seemingly innocent phone call from an estranged friend of the family who needs a helping hand. The main character is unaware, however, of the sinister intentions of this so-called friend, and it doesn't take long for madness to ensue. An odd yet loving family is quickly overrun by a villain with multiple personalities, a litter of hungry cats, and drug-dealing mailmen. The bloodbath that follows can only be illustrated by the incredibly creative Jeffrey LaRocque himself. So I will leave the bulk of the story to him. With that being said, I hereby relinquish all rights to this premise and grant Jeffrey creative freedom to make his own book. I look forward to purchasing his next release. It sounds like that would be a good book. It's sort of based on a true story.
Yeah.
Of what's happening in Jeffrey's life. Believe me, I can't wait to get an update on that, and we will here in just a few minutes. Is the crazy cat lady still living with Jeffrey? We will find that out. Country Chris in Memphis, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Country Chris.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
Dieter, yo.
Yo!
Hey, I wish y'all were getting into it because I have so much stuff I want to say to Jeffrey, but I'm going to sideline that for right now and ask you a question.
Yes.
The other night at the Ozzy Osbourne concert, 50th anniversary for WMMS, 2 days ago on Alan Cox's show, it was said that while Alan was talking to Brittany, B2, that Pound Cake was sitting in your lap. And I was just kind of wondering what that was about, because that kind of got sidelined about anything that you reminisced about that night.
Well, I gave him the reach around, and he loved every second of it.
Come on.
Pound
we
Cake
know
is,
it happened, bro.
That's their phone screener for the afternoon
yes.
show at our home station.
And he is a flamboyantly gay black male.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's the flagship for gay guys on WMMS.
What'd you say? The what ship? Oh, flagship. I'm sorry. I misheard him for a second there.
Did
the phone cut out.
Sit on your lap?
No, I think I sat on his lap is actually the way that it went.
Catching. Nice.
He said you sat in his lap, and then he was sitting in your lap.
Oh.
Well, I don't remember.
Switching off?
I don't remember him sitting. I don't remember him sitting in my lap. Oh, yeah, of course. They better make those drinks. When you're paying $26 for a drink, they better make those really friggin' strong. And
they better give you a...
I think he was sitting next to B2, if I remember correctly, on a little couch. And they said, here, come over here and sit down. And he started to get up and move over to give me room. There's enough room for three people to sit on the couch. And I just, instead of giving him time to move over, I just sat right on his lap because I wanted to feel what he was, I was grinding.
I love that.
Yeah.
I can't find, we met Ozzy.
He loved it. I loved it, Dieter. You know me. What, douche?
I was going to say, did you ever see the picture of us with Ozzy and you with Ozzy?
I did see that. Yes, someone sent that to me.
Okay.
I love all the people who met Ozzy Osbourne, and they were like, oh, man, he's really frail. It's like, where have you been the past 20 years?
Yeah, you ever see
you didn't know
this? I thought
this?
He was going to die 20 years ago.
Really? I thought he was fit and he was ready to... you're telling me Ozzy's not in the Olympics for Great Britain? Oh, wow.
He's 69.
Is he really that old?
Oh, speaking of the Ozzy concert, I took a selfie with Pound Cake. I sent it to Snitz to show you guys.
Are you sitting on his lap?
No, we just a standard selfie.
You're on your knees?
No.
Oh.
No, it's just a regular selfie, Pound Cake's a pretty cool guy to hang out with and whatnot. So, thought I'd throw that out there.
Nikki wants Jeffrey to move into my old house and put cameras in there. Jeffrey can move so many more squatters into my old house than the one that he's in now.
And it's set up for cats already?
Mm-hmm.
You got a cat bowl, cat fountain?
This, you know, Jeffrey's move by bringing this cat lady into his house. And remember, this is a woman who was going to live there for one night. And as of yesterday morning, I don't know what any updates are, but I'm sure we'll get to it here momentarily. She was still there yesterday, as of yesterday morning, at least. I did actually think about that because I had offered to let Jeffrey live in my old house if we wired it up with cameras and we could stream it 24 hours a day on RMG Plus. I mean,
and pay him on top of it.
Sure. But I realized what a horrible idea that would be.
No, it's a great idea.
No, I mean, we would have to make it would completely trash. I'd have to just give that house away. It'd probably be condemned at the end of Jeffrey's run in there.
The neighborhood would hate it.
Oh, my God. So it really made me think about how lucky I was that he turned down what was an incredible offer, by the way, but I'm glad that he turned it down because who knows what craziness would have ensued. All right, we do have to find out what's going on with that. I'm dying to know, is the crazy cat lady still in Jeffrey's house? She was supposed to be there for one night. She ended up being there as of yesterday. She was there for, let's see, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So she was there her sixth day, I think. is that right? No, today, I was thinking today was let's see. So she was there Thursday. So
6 days, five
Thursday
nights.
Night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night.
For sure.
So five nights for sure. Correct. Did she stay six? Let me take a break. We will find out right after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
I'm trying to get a grasp on what you guys know.
I have no clue.
And you thought Donald Trump surrounded himself with idiots.
They're stupid people.
Short in the brain department.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, if you are... Maybe you're just getting back from vacation and you've missed a week. Maybe you're a brand new listener of the show, tuning in for the first time this morning, and you don't know anything about us or what's happening on the show. Let me bring you up to speed. Our friend Jeffrey LaRocque, who's been on the show for, 8 or 9 years now, and has gotten himself into all sorts of pickles throughout those years.
Shenanigans.
Well, he's found himself in a new one. Thursday night last week, he picked up what apparently was a homeless woman that he knew somehow. She had no place to go. She needed a place to stay. So Jeffrey, out of the kindness of his own heart, he went and he picked her up and he brought her back to his place where she could stay the night for one night, Dieter. One night.
One night. Two cats, too.
Well, he didn't know about the cats till he got there and picked her up.
But it wasn't a problem.
And then he picks her up. She has two cats. So they have to stop. They have to buy a litter box. They have to go through all of this.
Cat food.
Mm-hmm. So she's only going to stay one night. She ends up there, and Jeffrey nicely puts her up in his son's bedroom. His 15-year-old son kicked out. You're going to have to sleep on the couch, kid. Well, one night turned into two nights turned into three nights turned into four. She always had an excuse of why she couldn't leave. she started getting her mail sent to Jeffrey's address. Just come on in. You might as well come in here, Jeffrey. She started getting her mail sent to Jeffrey's address. Then Jeffrey takes her out of Tomasz Aaron, his son's room, and moves her into a what they're calling the attic suite.
Yeah, why
they
not?
They cleaned up the attic.
The mother-in-law's suite.
Yeah, the mother-in-law's suite. They put her in there.
The head of the household.
She's going to be staying a little bit longer.
Spacious.
And I told Jeffrey, I said, if you don't get rid of this woman, she is going to be impossible to get rid of. She's going to stay forever. Now, Jeffrey had all sorts of, and we talked to this woman on the air. She sounds very unstable to me when we talked to her on the air. Jeffrey had stories of how she was living in a trap house, as he called it, right? She was in a trap house.
That's what she told me. I'm just relaying that.
She said trap house?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's 60, by the way.
We think.
She was living in a trap house and had to escape. So she had to call the police to get out of there. Although, according to information that was sent to me yesterday by one of our eagle-eyed fans, she was actually evicted. There's an eviction notice listed on the court docket, and she was evicted just this year.
How many times has she been evicted?
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. Here's one in 2003, civil eviction. 2003, civil eviction. Three things for civil eviction. 2007, civil eviction. 2009, civil eviction. Another one in 2009, a civil eviction. And then 2011, a civil eviction.
So it seems like that's kind of her thing.
For 15 years.
2018, a civil eviction.
But Jeffrey, she never told you about those.
She was just all of a sudden found herself in a trap house theater and had to get out. No, she was evicted. Ends up living with Jeffrey. And I didn't see any chance of this woman leaving. I said yesterday, you've got to get rid of this woman. So every time that Jeffrey said, hey, I need to have you out of the house by X 5 o'clock tonight or whatever, there would always be a new excuse. So yesterday he said that he was going home at 5 p.m., that he was going to take her. She had a place to live in a place called Girard, which is an hour and a half from here. She got the place to, she was talking to the people in Girard. She was very excited. This was
Wednesday night.
No.
Today's Monday night.
Today's Wednesday.
Monday night. She was very excited to get the place in Girard. So Tuesday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, Jeffrey is going there, going home at 5 p.m., picking her up and taking her straight there. 5 p.m.
And if he has any issues, he's going to call me.
That's right. All right. So, Jeffrey.
Wait.
Yes?
No.
Oh, no.
So, Charlie. Let Charlie tell this story.
Charlie's going to tell a story?
Please.
Well, yeah, because I'm sitting around at my house waiting at 5 o'clock. I'm waiting. Do I have to come help Jeffrey out?
Mm-hmm.
5 p.m. It's the hour. Dumb calls me. He was going to help kick her out. Corey starts texting me. Do you need help kicking her out?
Our board op, yeah.
Yes, all these people are ready
to
help.
Our old dumb, our old phone screener, Corey, our board op. All these. It's a community effort, really.
Yes.
It takes a village, as Hillary Clinton once wrote.
To take care of Jeffrey.
Yes. So I'm wondering, should I call?
Takes a village to take care of the village idiot, doesn't it?
I'm wondering, should I? It gets to 5:05, 5:10. I haven't heard anything. I'm like, should I call? Or maybe everything's going fine. Is everything going okay? I'm just going to play you something, all right?
You're going to play me something?
I'm just going to play you a little audio.
Okay, all right.
21 and 228. 21.
Good morning.
send a complaint and states there's a male by the name of Scat on the front porch threatening her, and his truck is in the block, in the driveway, blocking the vehicle so they can't get out.
That's just a piece, all right? So wait, police dispatch is
so
not...
So police dispatch says there's a guy named Scat, which is Jeffrey's friend, who seems to insert himself into every hairy situation Jeffrey gets into.
He doesn't want to be talked about on there, though.
Well, no, this isn't Scat's fault.
This isn't Scat's fault. So at 5:20, I got a phone call from Scat saying, I just met this woman. I don't know what to do. She's freaking out. She seems like she's going to physically assault me. I've had to run out of the house. I was going to help Jeffrey load up the car with all of her stuff. She's now...
Well, why is he there to begin with? I'm just
Jeffrey,
very
though.
Curious
I'm actually not,
about
I'm not
this.
Sure.
Jeffrey, why is that?
Why is Scat
there? Yeah, I... Here's the thing. He wanted to help out. He wanted to see.
But Charlie wanted to help
right,
out too. Why wasn't Charlie invited over? I mean, Charlie was going to help. Dieter was going
to
help.
Who was the call to?
The call was to have been Charlie and Dieter. And the thing of it was,
you never called.
He the original reason was he didn't think it would be a wise idea to, you know, because me marrying the kids, you know, it was going to be me, her marrying the kids. We were all going to go because, you know, she wanted somebody to conversate in the vehicle other than me. Okay, so let me finish.
But so the lady you're kicking out of your house wanted
Scat
someone
was very
to converse
about,
with.
Yeah. Right, well, Scat was very skittish about what she might do or that she might be violent. That's all.
And so you were worried about it, so you said, you know what, I'll pack up the entire family into the car. That's their plan. So Scat comes to come help her move her stuff out. Now, she keeps pushing this off now. It's 5 o'clock. She's not ready. Her clothes are in the dryer, Rover. She's drying her clothes. She can't leave yet.
Oh, can't leave yet because her clothes are in the dryer.
It's a good move to stall.
But 20 minutes. Uh-huh. 20 minutes, the clothes should be done. So Scat gets there at 5:20. He introduces himself. And Jeffrey introduces Scat.
I like how he introduces himself as Scat.
He doesn't. Jeffrey introduced himself as Steve.
Uh-huh.
And then Scat's like, I don't want this lady knowing my real name. And he goes, you might know me as Scat. She stands up and says, why are you named after poop? Freaking out. And Scat goes, I don't know. Just don't worry about it. I'll just help you grab your stuff and we'll head out of the house. And she starts having a complete meltdown. I did not see any of this because I didn't get this phone call till after. By the time I arrive on the scene.
Oh, so you weren't included in the planning of this. It's very suspicious to me.
None of
it, Dieter? Very, very suspicious.
No, Scat calls me at 5:20, 5:30-ish and says, I've just met this woman. She's having a meltdown. She's called the police. She says I'm not letting her leave. I'm trying to help her pack her stuff, but she's claiming I won't let her leave. I want her to leave. I'm trying to help Jeffrey let her leave. But I'm outside. Now the police are on their way. So she's called 911. I don't know for what reason. Jeffrey, you'd have to explain what was going on inside the house.
There's a back and forth accusation between those two that one was intimidating the other. And that was the basic gist. So I spoke to the police.
So you must have invited Scat. He invited himself. Let's be honest. Correct. He called you
and said, "I'll come
over." Right. Yeah. Just out of the goodness of his own heart, this guy he always just always wants to just help out. Jeffrey has a tax refund. Let me come over and fix your car.
Yeah.
Things that must be wrong with it. So
I don't know what there's. I don't
now. Why take him up on the offer when Charlie had planned to come over and Dieter? Why take this guy up on the offer?
I don't know. I was just like the whole tornado of everything.
Yeah, right,
you know.
Right.
Anyway,
sure. So Scat calls me and Scat says, "You gotta get over here. This woman's losing it. The police are on their way. I don't know what's going on." He's pretty calm, but you can hear the yelling from inside the house. He's now outside the house. Mm-hmm. I go, well, where's Jeffrey? Jeffrey won't let me back in or something. They're all... So now Jeffrey, the entire family, and this woman are all hunkered down in the house.
Scat's outside.
Yeah, he's been kicked out. He's been
and the
removed.
Whole family. So Jeffrey is hunkering down with the crazy cat lady and his family inside the house.
She keeps saying she doesn't want to go to Girard. She's going to take Jeffrey out to Macy's and take his whole family out to Macy's for some reason and spend $300.
To shop so she can stay in this house, right?
And Scat's like, I don't think that's a good idea. And I was going to ride with you guys for whatever reason to make sure. everything goes okay. And for some reason, Jeffrey wants to bring the entire family the hour and a half trip to Girard with the crazy lady and the cats. I don't know why. So when I arrive on the scene, you have video. It's not great. It's me and Scat. I get on the scene, and then
give me just a second for this to get loaded up. But
the police show up.
Okay, hold on. Right. It's going to take a minute for this to load up.
I don't know what was going on inside the house that the police
had to be called. I was still trying to get her, get all her stuff together and, you know, to get it loaded into the car.
Well, what happened leading up? Why she called the police?
I believe she called the police.
What led to her calling the police?
She believed that Scat was intimidating her.
What did he do?
Scat didn't do a damn thing to her at all. What she did was, this is what I witnessed personally.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when I first introduced them, things were pleasant at first, and then it quickly went south. Okay?
Why?
How that went south, because when she's pleasant, when you start asking her all kinds of questions, she gets flustered, she has this meltdown, and she gets, you know, all...
Questions like, where are we going to take you?
She already knew she was going to Girard, questions. That's what I'm saying.
What's the address? Nobody knows.
I'll explain basic
common questions. She starts losing it because I don't think she has any plans on going to Girard.
No,
she has
of course
plans
not.
On going to. Now it's switched. They're going to go to Macy's, and for whatever reason, she has $300 that she wants to spend on Scat.
Jeffrey and his family,
and Scat's no longer invited in this car ride. So now Jeffrey has to choose the crazy lady or his best friend. Which does he choose?
And he likes the crazy lady. The only reason he wants to get rid of the crazy lady is because I was pressuring him to get rid of the crazy lady. Oh, I said, this is going to end up a problem.
Well, you know what? The police said the same thing to me.
If he wasn't on the show, that woman would be living there for three, four
indefinitely.
Years.
Yes.
He would have
all right,
no
here
issue
is a video. Charlie, it looks to be outside Jeffrey's house.
Yeah.
And, and here come the, here's the po-po. Oh boy.
Hello. Oh, a little.
she called, or you guys?
No, she called. The funny thing was is that she called. I'll let her explain.
Because I know you guys get one story at a time.
There she is.
Okay.
No shoes on. She starts filming us.
Okay.
Ah! You guys gonna stick around?
Yeah, we're cool.
There's another
option. Okay, good.
So another thing she likes to do, she likes to film everything.
Oh, yeah? Was she filming inside your house a lot?
No. I don't think so.
That's the one time she doesn't film? In your son's bedroom?
Yeah. Sorry, so one cop shows up. They go inside the house. They talk to her.
Okay. This is a five-minute video, by the way.
Yeah,
just,
I mean,
just
not
let it play out.
No, there's not much that happens. Then another cop shows up. You can just kind of fast forward along. And they're asking, what's going on here?
He's inside. He just went into the house to go talk to the girl.
The confidence of Charlie.
So Jeffrey and the family lives there.
Yeah.
Jeffrey looks a little rogue. And he accidentally let a woman stay over Thursday night. And now going on 5 days. And she won't leave.
Where is she?
She's in the blonde hair, pink shirt on.
That's the older lady?
Yes.
That's in there now?
Not the one sitting in the blue recliner. The one that's telling you guys all the story and acting really weird.
Whose children are those?
That's children.
Jeffrey's children.
The husband and wife.
With her? Or no?
No. The lady in pink has no relation to the family.
Stayed over a couple of days ago.
Yes,
Jeffrey was doing a nice job or a friendly situation, not knowing everything about the lady.
Okay.
Apparently, in the short time that she's been here, she's already done like a change or tried to do like a change of address or had something shipped here. So right away, his friends at work and me are like, dude, something's not right with this. You know, you got to squat her. You got to get her out fast.
And she's been lying and saying she has a place to live in Girard, but she keeps...
How long has she been here?
Since Thursday night. So 5 nights.
Okay.
And we keep warning him, like, she's trying to establish residency at your house where then you're going to have a problem getting rid of her.
You're just going to have to evict her. Do you live here?
No, I'm just here because I was told... Jeffrey told me to come at 5 to help him get rid of her.
Yeah. But that's the only reason we're here.
Is he here?
Yep.
I haven't made it inside or anything yet.
Jeffrey's the older gentleman. What is he's 46, wears glasses.
That's all we really just kind of want him since he's the homeowner to sing it.
But he probably won't in front of her, just to let you know.
So you know, he won't do it in front of her. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here because he's been asking us, like, hey, he asked me on Saturday to come help get her out, and I didn't do it.
Remember, now we're at like 5:50. The clothes, we're still just waiting for clothes to dry.
Uh-huh.
They're just drying.
Uh-huh.
They're already washed. They just need to dry. And she's extending this. So then Jeffrey comes out eventually. You can fast forward to where you see Jeffrey come out. He's got an idea.
Okay. All right. Jeffrey's going to... He got a plan. Man with a plan? Okay, here he comes now.
I have an idea. She's armed. She's ready to leave. As long as you guys don't make yourself visible until I'm gone, it might be better. Just kind of like around the corner or something.
Whose idea is this? Hers again?
Hmm?
Yeah, that's fine.
Whose idea is this? Hers or the police officer?
Well,
recommendation of the police.
She doesn't want you guys to be here while she leaves, but she's willing to
leave. He's supposedly taking her to Girard, Ohio.
Supposedly.
Yeah, that's
the plan.
Right. He doesn't want to get his daughter, so... Okay. But she even said, she's taking me to get my stuff. They're getting laundry and with the cats together. Wish she had a couple cats.
Two cats, and she says they're her service animals.
Okay.
And service animals?
I love the look on that cop's face. Okay.
They're doing a terrible service. They're terrible at their job.
Oh, I love it. Hold on, I got to back up. That is good. That's good stuff. You can't make this up.
After getting laundry and with the cats together, wish she had a couple cats.
Two cats, and she says they're her service animals.
Okay. And then she's been saying this for 5 days.
Okay.
I know. All right. So, yeah, I'll go.
You need to, because like you say, you let her live here or stay here for a while. And she establishes residency.
Mm-hmm. That's why I went to her.
Listen to me, because the longer she stays, and then she's going to establish residency, then we're going to have trouble getting her out. Like now you're probably fine because it's only been a few days.
Mm-hmm.
But the longer she stays, and then
Jeffrey, you have to have her out today.
You can't get her.
That's why you guys need to like.
You can't get her out. Then you're going to have to evict her out. Which takes time.
That's why I need.
That's fine.
We'll do exactly what you want. Whatever you want.
So we can get her out of here.
Cool.
Jeffrey wants us to hide because the woman won't leave unless we're hidden away.
Okay. So take me to the next step here. Then what happens?
I drive down the street.
Yeah.
About 8 houses down, I park, and I'm waiting.
Now you have a bright red car. It's hard to hide that bright red.
Yeah, but
car
she doesn't. I don't think she knows what I was driving. She never really saw me. Pull up. She was in the house at the time, so she doesn't know I'm driving. So I'm 8 houses down, and I'm sitting there for like 20 minutes. I'm like, where's Scat?
They haven't come out yet, huh?
Oh, no. Jeffrey's gone. He's still back in the house. They're still probably folding the laundry now. Who knows? Air drying it? I don't know what kind of drying they're doing.
We're actually packing this stuff into the car at that point.
Will you pick up the story after I take a break? Is it worth continuing on with the story?
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't hear the outcome.
Yes.
How did this end up?
Okay, yes. I just want to make sure.
There's a lot to go.
Oh, all right. And how good on a scale of 1 to 10 is the rest of the story, Charlie?
2.
2?
Yeah. Keep your expectations. If I say 10, then afterwards you go, well, that wasn't a 10. So, you know what?
Give me your honest opinion.
1.
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's not much of a tease.
Way to sell it.
That's a doozy tease.
Oh, this takes a turn that I never thought would happen and makes me laugh so hard. Seriously, still laughing about
it.
We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The reason Rover has the biggest nuts. He's got to have enough room so all the other shows can swing off of him. Now back to the show.
All right, let me bring you up to speed. So Jeffrey had a crazy woman move into his house. She was supposed to stay one night. She ends up staying and staying and staying. Always has an excuse for why she can't leave. Oh, I'm waiting for a piece of mail. They didn't call me back, whatever the case may be. It was supposed to be one night. It turned into five. I said, if you don't get rid of this woman now, Jeffrey, she's going to become a resident of your home. You're not going to be able to get rid of her. You're going to have to go to court to evict her. Someone forwarded me a court docket or a list of cases with this woman. Lots of evictions over the years. This is not a new thing, Dieter. This is how she was so well-versed in all of this. We talked to her on the phone last week. And she knew. She knew the law about how long you have to stay. She forwarded mail to Jeffrey's house immediately.
Smooth.
On day one.
Smooth criminal.
So this was what she was going for. So, fast forward. Yesterday, Jeffrey told me she'll be out by 5 o'clock. She's got a place to stay. I'm going to drive her an hour and a half to the place where she supposedly has a place to stay. 5 o'clock, it will be done.
Bring the wife and kids in the car.
Sure. So 5 o'clock rolls around. Oh, well, I got laundry in the dryer. Yeah. We can't leave now.
How convenient. The timing. Huh? I just put it in.
Jeffrey's friend Scat shows up. Of course, has to insert him into himself into the situation. I'm sure he's not listening anymore because he just doesn't want to be. He's not listening right now, I'm sure, because he does not want to be involved with the show at all. As he said numerous times. So I'm sure he's probably not listening right now. So you can feel free to speak candidly about him, Dieter, if you so desire.
All right.
So he goes over there and inserts himself in the situation at 5 o'clock, or 5:20 rather, even though Charlie was supposed to be the one that goes over there, lives right by Jeffrey. Jeffrey never calls Charlie to have him come over. Charlie ends up going over there after he finds out the police have been dispatched to Jeffrey's house. You show up at about 5:30. The cops show up.
There's a male by the name of Scat on the front porch threatening her, and his truck is in the block.
So, yes.
Scat. So the police come. Jeffrey devises a plan, says, if you guys just leave.
If we just go away, then she will leave.
You and Scat, if you just leave, then she's going to.
She's setting the rules.
She's going to exit the house, and she's going to leave and get in the car and drive away with Jeffrey, and that will be the end of her.
Yeah.
So she says.
So I drive down the street about 8 houses, and I'm parked. I'm hiding behind my car now.
Yeah.
I text my girlfriend. I say, I'm on a stakeout. You know, bring me some coffee. Yeah. I don't know how long this is going to be.
Change of clothes.
So I'm seriously standing out front, and I see Scat. He's still in the driveway. Jeffrey's now gone in the house, and what's Scat doing? Takes him a half hour, 45 minutes to drive the 8 houses down. What's taking so long? There's a bunch of commotion happening now. I got 2 cop cars. Jeffrey's gone.
I thought the cops left.
No, they're still there.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know why. I didn't know what's going on.
Okay.
They're sitting up there. I think a bunch of fans are now showing up.
Fans are gathering around the...
I believe.
Spectacle. Well, they see the police cars on the street.
Yeah, they know what's happening today. Yeah. Today at 5 o'clock. So people, there's one guy parked
across
the street.
It's eviction time. Get the fold-up chairs, honey. Let's go watch this.
Get a six-pack.
Eviction fest.
There was one guy parked in his car the entire time just sitting there watching, and he's claimed he was waiting for his friend to arrive.
Yeah.
But he was there for the show. But now I see more people showing up. I'm going, what's going on over there by Jeffrey's house? But the police kind of told me to leave.
And you follow directions from the police.
But what's Scat doing?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, when Scat was leaving the driveway, he got into a car accident with a car across the street.
Get out of here.
What?
No. Backing out? He hit like a parked car?
Because I saw it from I saw the aftermath from my attic window as we were gathering her belongings.
You just did the same thing a week ago.
Did he pull away and not report it?
No,
because
the
cops are right there.
Yeah.
He's backing out between 2 cop cars, so he's backing out. I think he stops or he's going to turn down the street. A car right across the street from him is also backing out and slams into Scat's car.
Oh my God!
So now we got a car accident on the scene. So that's what was taking forever. And Jeffrey's still not coming out. I keep trying to call Jeffrey, like, are these clothes done drying? He refuses to answer me. Refuses. I don't know what's going on. Because now it gets to 6:30, 6:45. I believe at 7, I finally see Jeffrey's car leave. And that was it. And I believe the woman was with him at that time.
At that point, Charlie, we were loading in the car, so I couldn't.
How much stuff does she have? Jeffrey, when you went to go pick her up one day from the bus stop, I mean, how much stuff did she have?
Same amount of stuff, but we had to make sure. She also had to corral her cats, and we had to put them in the car one at a time, so that was sort of a hang up. We wanted to make sure the cats were in the car weren't getting out or, you know, running around the yard and whatnot.
Does she have a cage for the cats?
No, she doesn't have a carrier.
No carrier?
So what do they do?
So they just, one of them during the ride hid under the seat. The other one was kind of sitting on her lap.
That's safe.
And where do you take her? So you finally got her out of the house?
Wait, who's all in the car? You got the cats, the lady, and you. Who else?
And the wife and kids.
Sure.
Why? For
the
hour,
the hour and a half drive to...
It was her idea to make it kind of a family thing because.
But
so,
Jeffrey, it's
Charlie, I know that.
7 o'clock.
I know, but we're leaving. So what we do is, she insists on we went to the Macy's in University Square because she wanted to buy. Wait, let me finish.
You still went?
I can't believe
No. She bought something for my wife, something for my daughter, as like just show her appreciation. What? The items didn't even come to like $80.
Uh-huh. Oh wow,
okay. Went to $300.
Yeah, she said she,
no, she didn't spend
300.
That much. I think she spent the rest of it on herself, like makeup and stuff for herself.
Sure, so you're homeless, but you're getting $200 in makeup.
I don't know. Well, okay, so we left Macy's at
but
about
what time? Did you get to Macy's?
Got to Macy's about 7:30. They were in a half hour of the store closing.
What are you shaking your head?
You got there at 7:55. I already know. You got there at 7:55. Macy's closes at 8. How long were you at Macy's?
I thought they closed at 9.
This Macy's, I looked it up, closes at 8.
Oh, interesting.
No, actually, we got there at 7:30, so we were there like half an hour.
Don't forget, this is a school night.
Yeah.
It's school night, and they still have an hour and a half drive ahead of them.
And an hour and a half back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what time did you leave Macy's?
Left Macy's at a shade after 8 o'clock, about 5 minutes after 8 o'clock.
So 8 o'clock. So the earliest, the absolute earliest you could get your kids back on a school night is 11 p.m.
Okay, so we drive to Girard, all the way out to Girard.
Hour and a half, yeah.
So as we were driving.
Who's holding the cats?
What?
What's going on with the cats again?
The cats are real quiet.
What are they doing? They're just crawling all around
they're
the
just,
car?
No, one was laying down under the seat, one
Who's
was sitting
where?
On her lap.
Who's sitting in the front seat?
My on the way out, it was my wife sitting in the front seat.
And okay. So then who's in the back?
Her and my two kids.
So the crazy cat lady and the two kids are in the back. And the cats are all over the place?
No. I said the one cat was kind of like nestled up under the seat, hiding.
Yeah.
The other cat was sitting on her lap.
Okay. Where was the litter box?
Litter box was in the we put that in a garbage bag and she took it with her.
Did you stop for food? This is like a long night.
We didn't stop for food. I just wanted to get her to Girard and get back home.
Okay. And to Macy's.
Did the cats pee or poop in your car?
No. There's no evidence of that.
You must smell it anyway.
No evidence of that.
It smells the same.
By the way, would you like to see the picture of this car accident?
What? You got it.
I would. Snitch has it. This is a little bit more than the story that is now flowing into our command center. You know, we have Wolf Blitzer as the Situation Room on CNN. We have our News Megaplex. My News Megaplex says that Scat peeled out like a bat out of hell, like very angry. And that's when this accident occurred. Is that true, Jeffrey?
I don't know because I didn't witness it.
You just said before that you didn't witness it.
I said I saw the aftermath, after it happened. I didn't see the actual accident.
I didn't witness it. I assume it happened while I was in my car driving the 8 houses away. And I just see.
He sped out of Jeffrey's driveway right into another car. And here it is.
Oh, broke the back window.
I had no idea.
The car's like total.
That's Scats?
That's the other car.
Oh, no.
I mean, the whole back window is smashed in.
Yeah, that's
the
not a fender bender.
The trunk is smashed in.
Doesn't Jeffrey have to pay
I mean, this
for
is
that?
Yeah, this is not like Jeffrey's hit and run where he puts a little ding in a car.
Wow.
A dent. This is, that car is... I mean, that's significant damage.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about this car, the trunk is smashed in. The bumper, I can't tell from, I'm sure the bumper will have to be replaced. Is the frame bent? I mean, this is
back window.
This is thousands of dollars of damage right here.
It's totaled.
The back window is smashed out. Did you just say that? Sorry.
Did Jeffrey describe this as a minor accident?
Yeah, he goes, it's a fender bender.
Then what the heck did he do to that car when he hit it?
Yeah. I mean, it blew up.
Jeffrey, how fast was Scat going to smash into the, I mean, what in the world?
I don't know, because it was after it happened, I looked out the window.
What'd you hear? Did you hear it happen?
No, I was.
You didn't hear that?
Come on,
outside the front of your house, you didn't hear that?
No.
I heard Scat's story, and I didn't see it, but Scat's story was he was stopped. The other person backed out of the driveway really fast and smashed into Scat in the back bumper of his car.
Well, I don't know what happened. Obviously, I wasn't there. Either that guy backed into Scat or Scat backed into them, one or the other. I don't know what happened.
Dispatch sent out another cop. They said,
"We're back out of the city on transport. Would you be able to handle the MBA when you're on that original call?"
You need an MBA. I don't know what that is.
Motor vehicle accident.
Yeah, I'm actually talking to both of those. It's actually from the same address. They were backing out, and the other party was backing across the street.
So luckily the police were already at the scene of the crime because they were trying to kick out Jeffrey's vagrant.
I feel bad for the cops having to wait. I mean, look, I was going to say waste time, but I guess, you know, they deal with this kind of stuff all the time. This is important to some extent. But I always think that the cops, they should be dealing with, you know, people breaking into houses or people getting beaten up or whatever the case may be. This just seems like a lot of time being invested for this nonsense because Jeffrey let this crazy woman move into his house. All right, so.
So they left Macy's.
So you leave Macy's. So you're going to take her all the way, an hour and a half away where she has a place to stay. But first, you go to Macy's. You do some shopping with this woman that you're dying to get rid of, right? I just want her out of the house. I just want her out. You go to Macy's, you do some shopping, you leave there at a little bit after 8 mm-hmm. o'clock, hour and a half ride down to Girard. The cats are in the car, your kids are in the car, your wife is in the car, the crazy cat lady's in the car. Tell me, pick it up from there. How's the ride down? Everyone's
ride
in
down
good spirits?
Everything was fine. You know, she was excited. She was conversing with the person that she was going to stay with, you know, through text message, you know.
Yeah.
Always wanting an update, where we're at, you know, how far we are away, that kind of thing. So we get into Girard, and we don't go to the actual house. They said, well, we're going to be at this Burger King by 422 and the Turnpike, the intersection of US 422 and the Turnpike.
Sure, that sounds legit, right?
So we spot the vehicle. It was a friend of hers. Transfer all her stuff from our car to their car.
Yeah.
They go away. Okay.
Yeah.
We go and get something to eat from this hot dog place across the street.
When they go away, so the crazy cat lady and the friends, they all go away. So it's now just you, Mary Elizabeth.
Me, the wife, and the kids at that point.
Two kids. Okay. Go on.
Get something to eat at the Jib Jab Hot Dog. It's a hot dog place out there.
Jib Jab?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Jib Jab Hot Dog. Okay. All right. Then, so you don't go to Burger King. You go to Jib Jab Hot Dog.
Well, my son wanted a chili cheese hot dog.
Sure. Why not?
It's Burger King doesn't have it.
It's 10:30 at night. Right. School night. Why not get a chili cheese dog? Go on.
Then we drive home.
What time you get home?
We got home. Let's see. We left there about...
What time?
He's stalling.
What time?
No, I'm not stalling. I'm trying to remember what time we actually left. We were home.
Forget what time you left. What time did you get home?
Oh, we got home by about midnight.
No, you didn't. You did all this and, well, regardless. Okay.
Okay,
so
either way.
So around midnight, you get home.
We get home and that's the end of it.
That's the end of it. You got rid of the crazy cat lady.
Right.
All right.
After all that, wow.
Holy
congratulations,
Moses.
Man. You did it.
Wow. And,
she gave you gas money?
Huh? She gave me some gas money.
How much?
$15.
For last night?
Yeah, and it was enough to get us there and back.
And now you have no gas.
Oh, well, I still have a quarter tank.
When you picked her up originally, where were the cats? Like, how were they transported when you picked her up?
They were in the stroller.
Cat stroller. Remember?
Okay. So, and then we put the whole, we actually were able to, the stroller unfolded. We were able to put that in my back seat.
Darren, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, Rover, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
So I was just scrolling Instagram last night, and Curious George happened to go live. So I was like, oh, let me peek in, say hi, you know. Mm-hmm. Four viewers. All of a sudden, Scat drops in. No big deal. All of a sudden, first thing out of his mouth is, I got into a car accident last night, or tonight. Sitting there like, what? And then all of a sudden, the Instagram video ends.
Well, you know, so, Scat doesn't want to be involved with the show. He doesn't want to be mentioned on the show. He wants nothing to do with us. He's just going to go on Instagram of fans of the show. And, you know, but we can say, I can say whatever I want because he's not listening right now.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, Jeffrey? He wants nothing to do with us and the show, correct? Well, right?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Anyways,
is he gonna make
he
you
goes
pay?
Live on Curious George's
right.
Instagram.
Right. Is he going to make you pay for that car accident or part of it?
No. No. Because he was involved, I wasn't.
Okay, but he was helping you out.
But it was his vehicle and the other person's vehicle. They have to resolve it.
Okay.
So now that she's gone, you're going to go on your trip, right?
Yeah, you're going on board Rolling Glory 1 tomorrow as we head out to Indianapolis on Friday, St. Louis on Saturday, Tulsa on Sunday, Dallas on Monday and Tuesday, Houston on Wednesday, South Padre Island Thursday and Friday next week. You're all set, right? You and your best friend Dieter.
Because I have this little thing from her doctor.
Your wife's
from whose
ankle?
Doctor?
Yeah, it's my wife's ankle, and
how is
you
the
guys
ankle?
Think, huh?
How's the
she's
ankle?
She's having, she's got a doctor's appointment today at 11:45.
Okay.
This was the appointment that she should have went to on Friday that she missed because of her being in the
because
hospital.
She was in the hospital. She got transported in an ambulance, so she missed her doctor's appointment.
At the time that she released, she was going to wind up being late. She postponed it to today.
So what does that have to do with anything?
Well, this is what her doctor wants. So
what if the doc? What if she goes to the doctor's appointment today and they say we don't need to do surgery?
Sweet.
I don't know because the doctor says they want her to stay off of it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. But that
means
they diagnosed that 2 months ago.
Okay, Doogie, what I'm saying is that because they want to see if it'll heal naturally. In order for that to happen, she's got to stay off it as much as.
How long has this been going on with her ankle?
2 months.
Two months.
Well, she's wearing a boot.
Well, she's been wearing a boot.
He said it happened last time you guys were out of town.
Wait, Mary has a boot on still?
Yes. Yeah, she still has that boot on. And she keeps saying it hurts, you know, when she tries to walk out or put weight on it. And,
of course it
2 months.
Yeah, of course it does.
Get crutches. Get a walker.
Chest pain. My foot hurts.
What's that?
Is something else.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's the note that says that she, her doctor would prefer me to stay home with her.
Her doctor says
the doctor
that?
Said that. Yes, like, right there in her handwriting.
It's like high school bringing in a note.
Jeffrey can't
wait,
go.
Wait, you're telling me that the doctor says
can't
you're
go
not
on a field trip.
You have a doctor's note that says you can't go on a bus trip?
You can't go on a work trip?
What? The patient must. Okay, let me just read this here. This is from the
the clinic that she goes to, the foot and ankle clinic. That she was referred to that clinic by her regular doctor.
Let me see if I can read this. Yeah, this is from the foot clinic here. Mary Winkleman LaRoque has been under my care for the following peroneal tendon tear, talofibular ligament tear, ankle pain left with husband present for appointments on August 24th and August 7th. She says the patient must. I can't read this word. The patient must something her weight bearing status. And cannot stand for greater than 20 minutes at a time.
Okay. But when was this written?
Her home duties must be decreased as well as work. Her husband must help her to remain non-weight bearing.
What?
Next appointment is September 14th.
Which well, that was the missed. One she missed. So this is the so that's.
So this date. Note was from months ago. When was the date of this note? Which he hasn't been home.
If she does not remain non-weight bearing, she will progress to requiring surgery. Well, what's interesting about this note? This is very interesting. You got this from the doctor?
Yeah, from her doctor. And I got it on
Mikey in Rochester. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mikey.
Yeah, Rover. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
So, Jeffrey, she's got to be off her feet. She needs surgery. It's real bad. But it was a really good idea to go to Macy's last night and walk around for 40 minutes, right?
Yeah, I don't think it was. They didn't walk around. She didn't walk around very long, though.
Oh, she didn't. I mean, you must have gotten a wheelchair for her to go into Macy's. Probably got one of those little scooters, took it out to the parking lot, loaded her up, and then went. Oh, she was able to walk all around Macy's last night. Really? Sounds real serious. Serious foot problem. This doctor's note. Her next appointment is on September 14th, it says.
Oh, when I asked about it, that was the appointment she missed on Friday.
This doctor's note was written on September 17th.
He has not been around.
What? It doesn't make sense.
So the doctor's note was written on September 17th.
On Monday.
And it says that the next appointment is on September 14th.
I asked her about that. She and the doctor had explained to me that was the one she should
have
went
you
to
get
on Friday.
This? How did you get this sheet of paper?
I went to the actual office.
Why?
To pick it up.
You went to the
to foot prove
clinic?
That you can't go?
To tell them specifically, hey, make it so I can't go.
I didn't say anything. That was already written. It was already ready to go when I came pick it up.
But in the end, if she goes to her doctor's appointment today, like you said, they could just say, like, okay, she's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen, Charlie. I have to.
But they could.
Well, they'll
we don't know.
Fine.
Well,
wait a second. Why did she miss her appointment on Monday?
Because no. That was the appointment from the. That was from the 14th. No. That was a Friday.
Oh.
That
but
was.
Why would it say her next appointment is on the 14th when this was written supposedly on the 17th?
That part I don't know.
So they say her next appointment is 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I don't know what the doctor. I don't know what she was thinking when she wrote that. I asked her about it because that was the appointment that she should have, I think making reference to the appointment that she missed that she postponed to today.
Something's
so I take it today, I'm going to find out what the hell's going
Something
on.
Something is off. Is this a legitimate note or is this in Mary?
That's
Wait.
Not her handwriting.
Elizabeth
I know
Winkleman
my wife's handwriting.
Handwriting.
So you're not on the aftermath today, obviously?
I told Charlie yesterday, unfortunately, because I got to take her, I will not able to be on the aftermath.
What time is the appointment today?
11:45.
Uh-huh.
Did you specifically go to the doctor just to get this note?
No, my wife, I spoke to my wife's doctor, and I told her what was going on. My wife had me talk to her.
No, explain, okay, but why did you go to the doctor's then? Why did you go to their office?
To pick this up. She said it would be ready.
The answer is yes, Schnitzer. He went there specifically for this note.
I went there specifically to pick it up, so I have it, so I have a record of it to show you guys.
That's what I thought. You went there and said, hey, I need to get out of this trip.
I didn't say that. That's
or
why.
Something to the effect.
No, I didn't say anything to that effect. I told her, you know, they'd want me to go, but my wife said she wants that, you know, my wife said she wants me to stay home, help me to help her take care of the house. Because
you haven't stayed home for the last 2 months.
So you need to be there to keep her off of her feet, yet she was walking around for an hour last night.
Right.
Yeah, my wife's stubborn. She has that stubborn Irish in her.
Okay, be stubborn next week. I mean, she got two kids, 50 and 70, to take care of her.
Wow.
And Dieter
what
has
a scam
money for
artist.
You. He already said he'll take care of groceries. Everything's done. Cash.
Dennis, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dennis.
Hey, Rover. The other day when Mary Elizabeth went to the ER via ambulance again.
Yes.
How did she get home? Jeffrey never
Yeah, so that was
said.
Thursday night. How'd she get home Friday?
I went to the hospital and brought her home.
You picked her up? She didn't walk home? Sure.
I'm sure.
She hobbled home.
Yeah, I
no,
think so, too.
No, I went and picked her up, Mikey.
I've got to take a break. I have one last question regarding this, and then we'll move on. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Da Vinci worked with paints. Michelangelo worked with clay. Charlie works with fart sounds.
Not as bad as you might think.
You're listening to a once-in-a-generation talent. A true fartist.
See what this fart sounds like.
Embrace it. Rover's Morning Glory.
Curious George, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Curious George.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
Hi, what's happening?
Hey, so last night after I got off of my Instagram live video, Scott gave me his phone number and said, hey, you know, why don't you give me a call and say, hey, you seem like a pretty straight up guy. So I talked to him for about an hour and a half last night.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. So talked to him about an hour and a half last night, you know, talking about the show, talking about, you know.
He wants nothing to do with the show, Curious George. He doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't want to be mentioned on the show. That's why I find it incredible that he's talking to a fan of the show who he only knows through the show for an hour and a half. And he's talking about the show. But he doesn't just leave him alone. Yeah.
And I did ask him about that, like, what's going on with the show? Because I asked my girlfriend, and she said it all started from showing up at your house or something like that. But the thing is, I was wondering why the hatred you have for Scott, because it sounds like he does love the show and that he likes all you guys.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know. And
hey, how about this, Scott? The next time you want to be a dick and start tweeting iHeart that they should fire me, you can suck it, pal. All right? So screw him. It's as simple as that. Yeah, he's a real fan of the show. The guy's a joke. Give me a break. Start tweeting again. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. I mean, the guy's tweeting TV stations trying to get me fired. He's tweeting iHeart trying to get me fired. Actually trying to get Charlie fired, as a matter of fact. That's why I find it hilarious. Charlie is hanging out with him yesterday.
It wasn't Charlie's choice.
No, I know. That's why it's just, you know, yeah, he's a real stand-up guy. And he doesn't just leave me alone. I don't want to be mentioned on the air ever again. Don't ever mention me. Just leave me alone. I never listen anymore. But he's going to talk to Curious George for an hour and a half last night. And Jeffrey is such a clown that he continues to hang out with this guy who tries to get Charlie fired. Correct, Jeffrey? True or false?
Well, you guys...
No, just true or false. Did he try his hardest to get Charlie fired? Yes or no?
Let me explain how...
No, don't explain. Yes or no. Did Scat try for a month to get Charlie fired from his job at this radio station? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
No,
what?
I'm trying to say...
Did Scat try to get Charlie fired from his job at the radio station? I'm sorry. What's that? Speak up. We can't hear you. Did Scat try to get me fired from the radio station?
Yeah. But,
yeah. So, you know, that's the kind of guy I'd hang out with, too, if I worked at the radio station. Right?
Yeah.
But remember, Scat doesn't want to be involved, doesn't want to be mentioned, doesn't even listen to the show, Dieter. Just leave me alone.
He sounds involved to me.
Well,
he
sounds real involved, doesn't he? That's what I mean. It's such a joke. It's so stupid. Beth, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Beth.
It's got to just tear you apart that this Scat just inserts himself and then completely sabotages the whole narrative of this whole story that's been bubbling up for the last week or two. I just want to know how you feel about it. I can tell how you feel about it.
What do you mean? I don't even understand what you're saying.
I mean, he just completely sabotaged his story. Like,
how did he do that? What did he? What do you mean he sabotaged what story?
This whole story. Like, he goes over to Jeffries, and he sort of just takes over.
I don't know what that has to do. I don't know what you. I don't know what is she getting at. I don't understand this. I don't know what you mean by that. He takes over what? He goes there and shows up. How does that take over anything? I mean, what did he take over?
Well, I don't know. He's just inserting himself when he doesn't need to because Charlie was already involved.
Well,
Jeffrey had to tell him.
I don't even mind. I mean, Jeffrey can do whatever he wants to do. I just, you know, the guy, it's just so hypocritical that the guy doesn't want to be, don't mention me on the air. I don't want to be involved with the show, yet he comes to every event.
Oh, I saw him on Sunday at the Ozzy concert.
Oh, yeah?
Our 50th party.
Yeah. He comes to every event. He listens to every show. Yeah. He talks to... If you didn't want anything to do with the show, why would you talk to Curious George for an hour and a half about the show?
That's a long time
Explain that to me, Jeffrey. Why would you hang out with him? Charlie's mighty quiet back there, aren't you, Charlie?
No, I'm fine.
He doesn't want to lose his job. That's
he's not going to lose his job. He's not going to. He's
That's
not
why
going
he's
to lose
afraid
his job.
To talk.
So, how do you feel about Jeffrey hanging out with a guy that actively tried to get you fired?
I'm not pumped about it. Scott and I hugged it out, though.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Why? What's your name? Why would you hug it out with someone who did that?
So that he'd quit trying to get me fired, basically.
Oh. So you're sucking up to him. So he.
It's not sucking up in any way.
So he's got something holding over your head, basically. Is what.
Jeffrey, Scat, and I were all cool.
Yeah. I'm sure that it will just he'll let everything lie. He'll never come back at you, Charlie. Won't come back at me. You know, right, Jeffrey?
I don't think that he's going to come back at you. Boy, I could go for some popcorn chicken right now.
Everything I've ever done for Jeffrey, and then just to have him.
And who called who yesterday, Jeffrey? Did you call him or he called you?
Oh, he called, over? I guarantee you, he called Jeffrey. But remember, he doesn't want to be involved with anything. Don't mention him. He just wants to be there when Jeffrey's evicting this woman. But, you know, I don't want to be involved in anything.
Did he call you at 5?
No, he called early. Trust me, he called well before 5.
I thought you had to take your son someplace, or were you working yesterday? Or
I was working yesterday, so I was home. I was kind of stuck in traffic on I-90 coming home. It's the traditional rush hour backup, and he calls me I'm in the car.
Josh, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Rover. Hey, just I know George is a newer listener, and a little backstory on Scat. In the past, he went as far to try to get one of the cast members' girlfriends fired from her job outside of the radio station. I think it was dumb.
Yeah, this is his MO. This is what he tries to do. He's he's a real big fan. He tries to get everyone fired. Dumb, Charlie, me, real big fan.
Dumb's girlfriend?
Yeah. It's a swell guy. And Jeffrey just loves. Jeffrey loves giving him money every time Jeffrey gets a tax refund. Oh, can't wait to write out a check to Scat for, you need some new ball bearings in your, well, really, I've been driving my car. I haven't needed ball bearings, but just now that I got a $7,000 tax refund, now I need new ball bearings. Okay, Scat, here, let me write you out a check. What a coincidence that is. Isn't that pretty coincidental, Jeffrey? Every time you get a tax refund check, all of a sudden you get $3,000 in car repairs done.
New radio.
On a car that he bought for $1,000.
Right.
Actually, the car was for $3,000.
Oh.
Okay. You showed me. How do you know this crazy cat woman?
Well, the backstory is I've actually tried to explain this to you guys.
It to me one more time.
This was back in 2010. This was back during my intern days. That's when I actually met her. She has a daughter. She talked her daughter into befriending my daughter. And they became friends. She And then she took them places, you know, like to the beach and, all kinds of kid stuff, you know. And it's sort of like a friendship developed, you know. And I think a couple of years went by, you know. We lost contact. And she pops up on Facebook, so I said to her frequently, so we can kind of stay in touch with each other, let her know how my daughter's doing. She could let me know how her daughter's doing, whatnot.
And how old's her daughter?
Approximately the same age as mine.
So how's she doing? 17?
Well, all I know is that she's with her ex-husband, as far as I know. That's all I know.
So this was in, when did you meet her?
2010.
2010.
This is back during my intern days, and she was listening to the show even back then, before I came along.
Now, what I found interesting, now this, it could be entirely coincidental. Could be. Jeffrey lives on I'm trying to think of the way I can put this. Jeffrey lives on a street, and let's just say his address is 100 Main Street.
Okay.
Out of all the places in the entire city that the crazy cat lady could show up in 2004, she just so happened, the crazy cat lady in 2004 sued someone who lives at 101 Main Street. So Jeffrey lives at 100 Main Street. The cat lady sued someone in 2004 at 101 Main Street. What are the odds of that?
Strange coincidence.
In fact, the address is directly across the street from Jeffrey's house.
No.
Directly across the street from Jeffrey's house. I Google mapped it. And, you know, like on when you do a street view, you're looking at Jeffrey's house. If you go zzz, and you look right across the street, there's the house of the person that she sued in 2004.
That's weird.
What the hell is that?
Isn't that a coincidence?
Yeah, but at that time in 2004, I was living in a section of Lakewood called Birdtown. That was because we had moved into Lakewood.
Turdtown?
Wait, you were?
Yeah, when did you move to that house? Wait a second. I thought you lived there forever.
We've lived there the last 10 years. 10, 11 years. We moved there in 2007.
Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe anything is a... I guess it could be a coincidence. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where'd that car come from that Scat hit? Is that the same address?
Was it directly across the street?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was directly across the street.
Whoa.
Almost Jeffrey's address. It was
so the
number.
House... That she sued someone in 2004 is where a car pulled out and got involved in a car accident at this eviction yesterday. I mean, what are the odds of this?
Did he see her and he was trying to flee the scene and he hit Scat's car? Was this the same person?
I have no idea. All I know is that this part Robert just brought up is all new to me, because back then in 2004, my family and I, we were living on Quail Street, which is by St. Cyril and Methodius Catholic Church at that time.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. All right, Doogie, are you ready for a quick shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
North and South Korea yesterday agreed to a series of measures that they claim could end the threat of nuclear war on the peninsula. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un appeared in a joint press conference with the president of South Korea, and they promised to permanently dismantle a missile engine test site and a launch pad with international inspectors on hand to witness it. Meanwhile, North and South Korea seek to jointly host the 2032 Summer Olympics. Not sure if that's going to happen, but that was one of the things that they announced at their press conference. That Senate hearing featuring testimony from Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the woman who accused him of sexual assault may not happen. Yesterday, speaking through her lawyers, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford said that she wants the FBI to investigate her allegations first, because some of the senators have already made up their minds about the incident. So we're not sure if this hearing is going to go through or what will happen on Monday.
I, you know...
That's pretty interesting.
This is very interesting. Okay, so this woman accused this guy who's nominated to the Supreme Court of attempted sexual assault.
Correct.
All the legal experts that I've that I've seen on TV say that would be a misdemeanor crime back in whatever, you know, whenever this happened 36 years ago, by the way. The other guy that she says was in the room and witnessed that says, no, I didn't see anything like that. Brett Kavanaugh himself says, I wasn't at the party.
Yeah, not even there.
Now, this is what's odd. How can you say he wasn't there? You don't know where the party was. You don't know when the party was. Like, isn't that strange to say, I wasn't at the party? How does he know he wasn't at the party 36 years ago?
Correct. Maybe he found out where it was.
They don't know. They don't
remember. Somebody talked to this lady.
We don't know.
And they told Brett Kavanaugh talked to the lady.
Well,
no one knows where
his lawyer.
They know it was in Maryland or wherever, Virginia, wherever the hell it was. No one knows. Oh, it was at Julie's house or whatever. No one knows that.
Well, maybe she said that. Full disclosure.
She didn't. She
disclosure
didn't
over.
And she doesn't want
to. Disclosure to what?
You have to disclose everything.
No, to who?
There's no hearing
to your
yet.
Lawyer. I know, but before the case, you have to disclose. I'm not a lawyer.
You don't know what you're talking about.
But Rover, I've heard that before. Full disclosure. Your mom's a lawyer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and it doesn't apply in this.
Okay.
So I don't know how this Kavanaugh says he was not at the party. Now, what's also interesting is that the guy, I think his name is Mark Judge, I think. This woman says that she was, that he was there as well,
mm-hmm.
and witnessed and was a part of this. He says, no, I wasn't. They've uncovered writings of his. He's a writer. They've uncovered writings of his talking about how alcohol soaked his high school years were. How it was just, they were completely bombed all the time. And he also writes about his friend Brett Kavanaugh, who would puke in cars and things like that.
All done it here.
Hey, I didn't say we have him. But I just don't know how you say you weren't at the party. I don't know whether this guy did anything. And even if he did, I don't know if that would necessarily exclude him from serving on the Supreme Court of the United States.
But he's already lied about it.
36 years ago. How did he already lie about it?
He said he wasn't there. This did not happen. He has already come out and said this absolutely did not happen. He has already lied about it.
No, but what if he wasn't there?
It is different. It is a distinction to say this didn't happen to I wasn't at the party.
Robert, if that's true, it's not a lie. If it actually comes out, he actually knew where the party was at and says, I didn't go to that.
But how would he know that? He doesn't know that.
I don't know. We don't know everything.
I think something's fishy. And if they don't...
We'll find out.
So now she's getting a bad rap because she says, I'm not going to go there on Monday and not have anybody else there. There's no investigation.
Get a lawyer.
She has a lawyer, but it's a he said, she said. She wants an investigation to back her up because she knows what she's saying is true. They're not allowing any witnesses in there. So she's like, I'm going to be set up for failure because most of these senators have already made up their mind without hearing her side of the story.
What is this clip that you
saved it. It's a clip, I think it was 2015, Brett Kavanaugh said this at the Columbus School of Law. People are saying this points to just damning evidence.
All right.
Had a good saying that we've held firm to this day, as the dean was reminding me before the talk, which is what happens at Georgetown Prep stays at Georgetown Prep. That's been a good thing for all of us, I think.
That joke line?
Well, that's apparently where he was enrolled when this happened. I don't know if that means anything.
I think that's what old people say a lot.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know as if that is an admission of guilt by any stretch of the imagination. Go on, Doogie.
I'll end with this because I know we're running late. Eddie Murphy is going to star in a remake of Grumpy Old Men, the 1993 comedy that originally starred Jack Lemmon and
Walter. Those are great.
Those are great. I just watched
two of them. Yeah, they always play both of them back to back. So wait, now he's going to take over as the old man?
Yes. He's going to...
Who's the other old man?
Well, we don't know yet as far as the official co-star, but Samuel L. Jackson's name has come up.
Oh, wow.
So
that'd be good.
Yeah. That was Jack Lemmon.
You don't like that?
Walter Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
Got it. And Anne Margaret. So not sure what's going to happen with casting.
In the sequel, it was Walter Matthau, Jack Lemmon, and Sophia, with Anne Margaret and Sophia Loren.
There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
We'll be back.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Jeff in Columbus.
Good morning, Rover.
Steve in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Buffalo. Williams, Pennsylvania. Fort Lauderdale.
Louisville.
West Palm Beach.
San Antonio.
Rochester.
Grand Rapids.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Whoa, what's happening?
Spreading like a herpes outbreak. Now back to the show.
I saw an article the other day that said that somewhere in Florida, a bunch of marijuana washed up on shore.
Mm-hmm.
So drug traffickers must have been, they must have dumped it overboard or something, thinking that they were going to get caught by the Coast Guard or whatever. And all these bundles of marijuana, just like hundreds of pounds of marijuana, were thrown overboard. They washed up on a beach in Florida over a course of days. And here's a picture of it on RMGTV.
This looks like coconuts almost wrapped in that.
It really does.
I mean, the circles and the big bundle.
That doesn't even look like marijuana. That looks like heroin or something, doesn't it? I mean, what do you mean, no? I mean, what is that?
Circle thing.
Is that black stuff on the left? That's marijuana? It looks very black.
I think it's in a bag.
Well, it is, but is it wet, maybe? Does it just look, it's green, but it looks black?
No, the black stuff is like the bag, like the container that it's in.
No, it's not. The bottom left one, Nads?
Yeah, it looks like a little...
That does look black.
Clear granular bag with yeah, that look. Anyhow, so some guy who was, his name's Robert Kelly, he was 61. He was at the beach, and he picked up 11 pounds of this stuff and put it in the trunk of his car. They arrested him. And cops are... Here he is.
That looks like me if I lived in Florida for 50 years.
It really does.
It does.
That's not good.
Eyes closed.
That's scary, man.
I used to think that I got unwarranted criticism over my eyes. And then I watched myself on The Aftermath the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I have the worst eyes in America.
You can't see your eyes.
They're so bad.
Closed.
They're so bad.
You need to get that surgery that Asian newscasters have got. Julie Chen, where they open up your eyes. They slit your eyes.
Like, I'll do it.
You need to find a plastic surgeon that specializes in Asian eye surgery and do it.
I got a guy.
Anyhow, cops are also looking for a woman who is in a... She was spotted in a yellow bikini. She was on the beach and she found one of these bundles. Now, I don't know if from a few days ago, I don't know if cops have identified her. It wouldn't be too hard. She has specific tattoos. Seems like someone would know this woman after her photo was on the news. So I'm guessing they've probably caught up to this woman, but there she is with her. She's opened up one of these bundles and she's taken the weed out of one of these bundles of plastic there.
I'm sorry, so it was her and that guy that found
it?
Yeah. Okay.
But they just found it. Like, they're just on the beach.
You don't take it.
Why not? It came ashore.
So just here's the thing. I know.
Here's
the thing. Like, cops have charged this man.
Why not her?
With a felony. And they're searching for her because they want to charge her. But I almost feel, maybe I'm crazy, these people didn't set out to make a drug deal, right? This woman in the bikini, she's just on the beach and a big bundle of drugs washes up and she opens it up. She's like, well, look at this. She takes some and that's it.
No.
Finders keepers.
No.
I don't disagree at all, obviously, because I'm the one making this point. But you're there just enjoying yourself. Something comes up. You didn't set out to break the law. You didn't set out to commit a felony. This just washed up and you grab some of it.
But it's illegal stuff. So if you found a body and you take it home and prop it up in the corner,
why would different. You do that?
Why that's is murder. Different?
This is a come up.
And it's a body too, by the
way. But this is drugs. This is part of a deal that went bad.
So what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? So what
arrest those guys doing the drug deal on the boat.
No, I disagree. Yeah,
they don't know who those guys are. You know?
What if you found a gun?
I would probably turn it in because just in case it was used in a murder, I don't want to then like take that gun home and have it at my house. And then it ends up being linked. They're like, you killed that guy 10 years ago.
So
no,
you
I didn't.
Find it. You'd leave it on the beach and you'd grab your phone while you're on the beach.
You talking about the drugs?
Your gun that you found and you call 911.
Sure.
Hey, something washed up. I don't want to touch it. You guys should come all check right. this
no,
out.
I, yeah. Forget the gun. What about a bunch of jewels?
Oh, jewels, I'm taking, dude.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm taking those jewels.
You're taking the jewels?
Taking the jewels, of course.
Okay, then yeah, what's the difference?
Take the jewelry.
Yeah, the cops are going to take this weed and what, burn it?
Yeah.
It's going to waste anyway.
And I just think they should be very lenient on these people because they didn't set out to commit a crime.
But they stole drugs.
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. The cops showed up at the beach, and the 61-year-old guy.
Who called the cops?
Oh, I think people on the beach called the cops because these packages of marijuana kept washing up on the beach.
How do they even know? I mean, how did that woman know it's weed? She could say she just found some plants in a bag. Of
well,
some
they
they don't. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. But they opened up the plastic. You know, it's all bundled up in this plastic. They cut it open. You know, what happened is these big things, they look to be like 3 feet long, these big bundles of marijuana that are all wrapped in plastic. Imagine just being on the beach and you see a big plastic. Here's a photo of it.
I call the cops immediately.
No, you grab it to see what it is.
No, I call the cops.
What if it's a box, dude? It's a cardboard box. You're going to call the police to come out for that?
Put it on the beach and I say something's just suspicious.
The cops are going to be like, you're an idiot. It's
no,
just a box. Stuff washes up. It's the ocean.
See something,
so
say something.
It washes up. You're going to, if you're on the beach, you're going to open that package up, right?
Absolutely. Grab it first before anybody else and see what it is. It's money, whatever it is. I'm taking it. It's public property.
Is it?
It's hot. Yeah,
it's the beach.
It washed up on shore. I think it is public property.
A seashell home. Am I stealing?
It's a
seashell.
It's not drugs. What was she going to do with all that? Was that guy going to smoke it?
Have a party.
Smoke it, sell it. I don't know what she was going to do. But see, that's when I say, okay, if she starts selling it, then maybe you arrest her for selling the marijuana. But if she just takes 10 pounds of marijuana, and she puts it in her garage, I say no harm, no foul. 866-YO-ROVER. Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Yo, Rover, how's it going?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Hey, so I think the problem you're missing is that those two people took too much of the weed, because technically, I believe in that state, you're allowed to have 2 ounces on your person, and if not, you won't be charged with possession. So they actually got charged with possession with intent to distribute, because the brick that weighed 11 pounds was individually wrapped in ounces in it.
Well, no one's going to go, oh, let me take 2 ounces when 50 pounds of weed is sitting right there, you know?
Well, what if it was,
I mean, I'm saying I don't even smoke weed, but I'll tell you, I might take 10 pounds of weed if I'm at the beach and it washes up on shore. I might take it. I didn't
you
go there.
Not.
I didn't go there
what
to commit a felony. What?
What if it was fentanyl?
Ooh, that I wouldn't.
I don't know. I don't want to touch it because it might kill you, right? That's what they say.
Would you want people charged?
Yes.
It's still possession.
Well, I personally don't put marijuana and fentanyl in the same category. People aren't dying left and right of marijuana overdoses like they are with fentanyl. And so.
Neither do I, but you even said the law is the law. You've said that multiple times even this week. The law is the law, and if the law says you're only allowed to have 2 ounces,
when did I say it this week? I'm just curious. Refresh my memory.
I can't remember.
All right.
I can't remember when usually when you say something,
remember.
You make up your imaginary situations and you always say the law is the law.
Like the imaginary situation, like you said, the law is the law that I said
you
it this
do.
Week.
You made, are annoying.
No, he made that up. Dan made that up.
You are annoying when you say
didn't happen. Didn't happen.
Usually it's against Charlie and I when we're trying to prove a point.
Tim in Jupiter, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
Bunch of years ago, I had a roommate from a different company, country, and he asked me, does that really happen? Because he heard the rumors about weed and this and that floating up on the beach.
Yeah.
So, and I told him, yeah, you might get lucky after you go to the bar early in the morning before the old ladies go walking the beach. Go walk up and down. Maybe you get lucky. But one day he called me up. Real early in the morning. Is anybody at the house? Is anybody there? I said, no. He came with his friend, found a whole bale. They brought it to the house, and they cut it in half with like their forearm. And he took this half, and the other guy took the other half, and they spread it out all over the floor. It was about, 8 inches deep all over the living room floor, and they had to let it dry out because it was wet. So the whole neighborhood.
So how much you think? How much you think there was?
There was about 35 pounds in each one of theirs, so the whole bale was like 70-something.
Wow.
What do you do with that?
They probably turned
Seriously.
Around and sold it. Smoked a little and then sold it, I'm guessing, right, Tim?
That's what happens.
Yeah. I mean, they sure as hell didn't turn it in. I do see a big difference of people trying, like, if they catch you and someone is doing an airdrop of cocaine from an airplane down to where you are in a field, and you're going to put it in your car, take it home and sell it, and you're waiting for the plane to come and drop you the cocaine or the marijuana or whatever it may be, and the cops catch you. I get it.
Yeah, you're involved there.
You're involved.
Absolutely.
But if you're just out a day at the beach, minding your own business, and a bunch of drugs wash up right in front of you, and you take some,
mm-mm.
I don't think they should. Maybe they give you a slap on the wrist. Probation at the very worst. Worst. I'd say more like a $500 fine and call it a day. That's it. That's what I would do.
That's almost too much. 500?
Well, you know, you gotta, can't make it 100. Gotta make it 500. Have a little bit of hurt to it for the bad behavior, but still. They didn't go out and do this on purpose.
And they still haven't found that broad that took it?
I don't know. This was a couple of days ago that I saw this article.
I looked to see if they have, and I haven't found anything. So they're still searching.
She's living in Jeffrey's attic. Justin in West Palm Beach. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Justin.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
Hey, Doozy.
Yo.
Hey, of course you would call the cops. You're the one who called the cops on the guy smoking weed riding down the highway.
So? I just saw something. I was, and I didn't. I was driving to, I was stuck in traffic. I was driving to the Ozzy concert, and I saw two people in front. They were passing things back and forth to each other.
Oh, my God.
Give me a cigarette.
I'm like, how is that legal? You're
this
driving.
Is called a cigarette.
Well, it's not legal. It's illegal, but you're not a cop, so.
No, I know, but shouldn't I have called the police?
Oh, my
They're
God.
In
no,
front
did you
of
know
me.
It was a joint for sure? Can you tell the difference between a joint and a cigarette?
No, their actions to me said joint.
What? Okay. Could have been the last cigarette that they had amongst
who does that?
The two of them. They're passing it back and forth.
And a hand rolled cigarette looks like a joint.
Who does that going to an Ozzy concert?
Oh,
smokes
yeah.
weed?
Yeah, who smokes
weed?
Weed,
yes. I think it was weed.
Yeah.
But
everybody's
they're on
smoking
the road.
Probably everyone at that concert, except for you.
Yeah,
and
the
me.
Nerd.
My boss yelled at me because I said, what's that fog? We have bad weather? I gotta drive home. There's like a fog rolling down the hill. It's like, you moron. I'm guessing that's probably weed smoke. There was a lot of people. Like, to me, that's not the first thing I think of.
Alex.
Didn't you smoke weed on your way to a concert?
Who?
Doogie.
Doogie smoked weed on
her
way to a concert?
Yeah, I thought you smoked at a Cheap Trick concert or Duran Duran or something boring.
Duran?
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
Alex,
I'll find the clip.
You're on Rover's
no,
Morning Glory. Good morning, Alex.
How you doing today?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, the big issue on that is the police have to prove that they knew what it was. Typically, when there's an arrest made, the police test something to determine what it was. They can just say, I just found it. I didn't know what it was, and I took it home.
Yeah, how do you know it's weed? Sure, he does have a good point. I mean, you literally just found it. You don't know what it is. You may suspect it's weed, but you haven't tested it. You don't know. Could be hemp. For all
right,
you know.
Make a hemp necklace or
and
something.
Hemp is not illegal. And right. I guess that would be my defense, I suppose. If they charge me.
There's a bank truck, dude, going down the road, and the back opens up, and there's singles and $5 bills all over the road. Do you stop and take a dollar, take a $5 bill on the road?
No, because I know there's cameras or people will catch it. No, I know I'll get in trouble.
On the freeway?
No.
Who took a picture of this chick?
Yeah, whoever that is, the close-up of this chick is a dick. Is it
Why?
The news?
Because no. I think it was just someone else on the beach there.
Okay, then how'd the police get it? How'd the newspaper get this picture?
Yeah, someone snitched her out. Olivia, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning. I have a story, actually. Me and my parents, we were in Mexico on vacation a few years back, and they were walking the beach, and they saw a crate, you know, washed ashore on the beach, so they opened it up, and they found, you know, it was like white powder, so they found a crate of cocaine in Mexico. They call the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard comes. They tell them to leave immediately once they find out it's cocaine, pretty sure that they sold it on the black market, you know, it's Mexico and
so
all
you,
that.
But. So you think that it was the Mexican Coast Guard that was called?
Yeah.
Those dudes just took it.
Which is fine.
They turned around and they sold it.
Let them do that.
United States Coast Guard, I don't think that you could get away with that. Mexico, though.
Yeah, you're going to get killed.
They're the ones that probably were selling it in the first place. They're like, oh, good, here's our bundle of coke that we lost. Jen, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jen.
Hey, yo, Rover.
Yo, what's up?
I agree with you. They washed up. She found it. I think that they will go after her because she was just caught. So if she gives it back, I don't think she should have a penalty. She didn't do anything wrong.
She's fleeing.
Yeah, no, she just thought she got what she thought was some herbs. Not herb, but actual herbs.
No, I think you would do the same thing.
We're on the verge of making it legal. I mean, it's only because of the drug money, and she got caught picking it up.
Yeah.
And honestly, anybody else would have taken it, too.
Yes.
So I agree with
I don't even smoke weed, and
he
I think I would have taken it.
Yes.
No, would you have taken it, Charlie?
100%, and immediately start making phone calls saying, I got some dro I got to unload, you know?
Who would you call? You would know somebody
know
to
people.
Call?
Call
LinkedIn.
Nance. Yeah, I'm LinkedIn.
That's those drug dealers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he can move it.
Yeah, quickly.
That's some weight.
Yep. Eric in Grand Rapids, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Eric.
Yo, Rover. Yo, Dieter.
Hey, what's happening?
All right, my point is this. People find drugs and bring it to the police station all the time. What's to say, I found this, I was bringing it to the police station?
Yeah, well, that's where the old guy, the 61-year-old guy who they did arrest, he screwed up because the cops showed up, they start questioning him, and someone there is like, hey, he put a big bundle, 10 pounds of weed in the trunk of his car. So they were talking to the guy for 15 minutes, and then he never brought that up. And they go, well, what's in the trunk of your car? He's like, oh, yeah, I just put it in there because I was going to hand it over to you. And they're like, well, we've been talking to you for 15 minutes.
I forgot.
When were you going to mention it? He's like, oh, I don't know. It just didn't cross my mind to tell you I had 10 pounds of weed in there. Gutter, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Gutter.
Good morning, Rover. How's it going?
Hey, man, what's happening, bud?
Listen, back in the 90s, I was on vacation in Florida with some friends of mine, and we found a package washed up on the shore, and it turned out to be 2 kilos of coke.
And what'd you do with it?
Well, we stood next to it for about 10 minutes. You know, debating back and forth and what we should do with it. And we ended up picking it up, putting it in our beach bag. And we had a great vacation.
You did
you used it all?
The coke?
We did some of it. And we brought it back to New York and got rid of the rest.
How much did you sell 2 kilos for?
almost $100,000.
Holy mackerel! Yeah.
That's no joke. I mean, that's
a lot.
Wow.
Insane.
2 kilos is a lot.
Yeah.
And how'd you know? Like,
and this was in the when? Like how? What? What?
The
year?
Early 1991.
1991. Wow.
How'd you know it was coke?
What's that?
How'd you know it was coke right away?
Because it's white powder
we didn't
that
know
they
right
find.
Away
it could be baking powder.
Yeah, people are often just dumping bales of baking powder in there.
But would you just take something you find and snort it up your nose?
No.
Put it on your tongue a little bit.
Of course, I tasted a little bit of it.
Have you seen a movie?
Oh, yeah. It numbs
your
gums.
They take a knife out and then they
Does
taste
that work?
It.
Yeah,
they oh, yeah. You'll get super numb. And then
is
you
that
know,
what it is? It numbs?
You'll know if it's stepped on or not, if this yep. is that pure. And,
yeah, the guys down there in Florida, they said it happens all the time. They call it the Colombian whitefish.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
You made $100,000 off of
that. Were you
that.
Scared for like months that the cartel was going to come after you or something, or somebody's going to start looking for it?
I mean, not really, because to them, that's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket, and how would they ever trace it back
well,
to
I
this
don't know.
Guy?
I'd also be just afraid if we find on the beach that this could be an easy sting operation of the that, police just that, watching you like,
yeah, that's,
is he going to grab it?
That's why we stood next to him for about 10 or 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah, because the cops would leave after 10 or 15 minutes.
We got stuff
to
sting
do.
Operation.
I'm bored
with
this. Do you think your defense of not knowing what it is would work?
No.
The police would have came. We would have turned it over to them and said, look what we just found.
Yeah. I think your defense, I think it could possibly work. You didn't go to the beach. You went there just for to enjoy the sun and the sand.
I found something. I took it home.
Yeah, I thought it was. I'm not from. Maybe if this lady's not from Florida, she could say, I don't know. I thought this was, you know, some sort of vegetation that grows here in Florida. I'm not familiar with the Everglades. Yeah. I don't know.
Jesus. If you get a package, if something washes up on shore, I'd say don't open it. Just take it home with you, because then I think it's. It's plausible that you don't know what it was.
What if it's a bomb?
Well, hopefully it's not a bomb.
Hopefully.
Zach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Zach.
Hey, a couple minutes ago, Dieter was asking Doogie, you know, if some cash flew out, would you grab it or whatever? And that actually happened to me once. I pulled up to a gas station, and I get out of the truck, and there's a $5 bill on the ground. I pick that up. I'm walking towards the door. And there's just cash everywhere. So I end up getting like $100 worth of cash. I go to open the door of the gas station, and it's locked. And then I look up, and I see the gas station attendant behind the counter crying. And then I put two and two together. I was like, oh. So I left and got back to the house, and my wife was like, you need to take that money back. They need it as evidence. So I did. I go back there, and the cops are there. I hand it to him, and all I did was put it in his pocket.
He's like, hey, thanks, yeah. He just made $100 off
What
of
happened?
You.
It was a robbery or something?
It was a robbery, and they scattered the money. His money was scattered out, and he was trying to do a good thing and give it back. You could have kept that. I don't think anyone would have known. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Has ever done what we do. No one will ever do what we do. Rover's Morning Glory, the only show you should be listening to.
All right, we're going to get to the shizzy in just a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Izzy?
An Uber passenger ended up being the Uber driver. Bizarre story. Unbelievable, actually. I'll tell you. Did
the
that
Uber
make sense?
Passenger ended up being the Uber driver.
Yeah. I order an Uber. Means. I'm the passenger. I'm going to get in. I get in, and then I end up being the Uber driver. Why?
Okay.
Story next.
All right. We'll get to that in just a moment. Quaz sent me a text. What's going on with KGB lately? Dead air during commercials and lots of live reads. I don't know what's going on there either.
Something's up.
What's happening? Is that only on the stream, their live stream on iHeart, or is that happening on the radio too? And our station in Binghamton, New York, Again, I don't know if it's just the online stream or if it's actually on the radio, but Binghamton has always ended the show at 10 a.m., one of the stations that ends the show at 10 a.m. Eastern. I don't think it's been ending. I think it's just been going till 11.
Going till 11.
And seriously, for how during long?
This week. And then during commercial breaks, I just listened to the stream on iHeart, and I heard all of our stuff here. They're just playing the music bed that we play during commercials in our studio that time? Says we'll be back. Yeah. Plus dead air, plus live reads. Oh, yeah.
Didn't this happen before? Remember after the show ended, it kept going? Was this the same place?
Yes. Well, I don't know.
I don't know if it's the same
place or not, but one time they got into the aftermath or something and started dropping F-bombs.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah.
I think it was the Leftovers, and Dieter was hosting, right?
Well, hey, that's a Dieter job.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Not my fault.
This is over the radio, apparently. So it's online and over the radio.
Okay.
Okay. Mess.
All right. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The man accused of killing 20-year-old Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts is scheduled to be arraigned today in an Iowa courtroom. Christian Bahana Rivera, 24 years old, he's set to appear in court on a charge of first-degree murder. Remember, Tibbetts was found dead in a cornfield August 21st after going missing for more than a month.
Didn't somebody else just get killed in Iowa yesterday on the golf course?
A golfer, yeah.
How crazy is that story?
By a homeless guy.
He's living in the woods. He comes out, and what, he's just...
Yeah, this girl... who I believe went to University of Iowa or
Iowa State.
Champion golfer.
Yeah, yeah. She's just playing, you know, has her little pull cart with her golf clubs on there. She's playing golf at the golf course. And then later, someone just goes, there's an abandoned set of golf clubs here in the middle of the golf course. What's that all about?
Yeah, should I play through?
They start looking around, and they find a dead body in the pond there. And a homeless guy came out of the woods, and you'd think of a homeless guy being like 60 or something. This was a 22-year-old homeless guy, comes out of the woods, kills this woman, might have raped her first, I don't know, because someone else came forward and said, yeah, that homeless guy living in the woods, he just told me a few days ago he has fantasies about raping and killing women.
Oh.
So. It might be something, if someone tells you that.
Yeah, should you call the cops?
Yes.
It might be something you might want to report.
Of course.
I get it. I understand. If you report it, then that crazy homeless person who's fantasizing about raping and killing women, he's going to know you ratted him out. So what do? Do you say anything to the authorities?
Yes.
Or do you keep your mouth shut?
Anonymous tip.
Well, it's not anonymous. The homeless guy's going to know, I told Dieter just 2 days ago that I want to rape and kill women, and now police are questioning me, asking if I want to rape and kill women.
He's not going to know. Who cares? He's not going to know you. How's he going to know it was you that told the police? And does it really matter?
Because he just told you this. What do you mean, how would he know that?
Does he know Dieter?
What am I
missing
here?
He just comes up across some guy and he says, hey, I'd like to feel the urge to do that.
Well, I don't know. I think they knew each other. The homeless guy and this person.
Who cares? You call the police. Maybe this girl will be alive. Yeah.
In golf, you think it's so safe. I mean, it is safe. You're going out there and then she's just going out, play 9 holes.
Yeah.
President Donald Trump will travel to North and South Carolina today to assess the impact of Hurricane Florence. The visit will come as the region continues to struggle with flooding from the massive storm. Did you see that they have about 3.4 million chickens and turkeys and over 5,500 hogs killed in this flooding?
Yeah.
Is that free chicken?
Oh, they're dead.
Oh, they're all stuck in the cages and wow.
They drown.
And then the water just comes up.
Oh, yep. I see.
Dozens of farm buildings were all swamped with water and all these animals.
Can chickens swim?
They're in a cage. Where are they going to go?
Well, because the water comes up.
Yeah.
It probably comes above the top of the
cage.
If they
were to release them, shouldn't you release them before you leave?
I don't know if it's your life or the chicken's life.
No, but just go open the cages and everything. Let them out.
They're going to get their heads chopped off anyways, I guess, so...
Yeah.
It says they can swim.
Chickens can?
Yeah.
Is that a dumb question that we don't know the answer to that?
No, it says they can.
Meanwhile, Michael Jordan is from North Carolina, remember? It's always been his like home base. He's going to donate $2 million to Hurricane Florence recovery efforts. So he is going to help out in that respect. All right, this is the story I teased about an Uber passenger becoming an Uber driver. And it's in India. The passenger had a ride all set. And when he's at the airport, when the Uber driver shows up, he gets inside the vehicle. He realized, oof, my driver's drunk. So he then has to drive because the Uber driver is wasted.
Oh, man.
Took matters into his own hands and proceeded to drive himself home after the driver was passed out.
And then he takes a selfie with the Uber driver in the passenger seat passed out.
Yeah, he documented the whole thing. The driver was drunk. He was tired. He also claims the man's identity didn't match with the driver the app had claimed was supposed to pick him up.
Well, did he give him back the keys in the end?
I don't know. That's at the end. The company told, I don't know. Did he? Page 3. They contacted Uber. It's not the first time an Uber driver.
She doesn't know, no, Charlie. In other words, she has no clue. Jason in Binghamton, you're on Rover's.
Well, no, what happened to
good
the
morning,
driver?
Jason.
Hi, you guys are great. Love your show and all that stuff, first time caller. You guys are being played till 11 o'clock. No complaints here. I'd rather hear you guys than what they've been playing. And they've been playing like the dance techno type music in between breaks with you guys doing voiceover.
Yeah, that's bizarre because that's certainly not what is supposed to be going out over the radio.
Do you hear any commercials from your home station?
No, I don't think
besides
they do.
Us?
No, we don't. No, we don't. It's I heard Rover talk about like some furniture place, and I just heard you do a voiceover for, I can't remember the ad.
Nuremberg, Paris.
There you go. Talk slut.
Then after that, it goes to that techno dance music.
How long has this been going on, Jason?
I would say the whole week, at least. I think Friday I noticed it started because my wife and I were like, what's that beeping? Why is that music going on? We never heard it before on your show, and
wow,
we thought it was just a new format or something you guys were trying new.
Yeah, it's a new format. It's called We Don't Play Commercials, We Play Techno Music. We'll be out of business by the end of the week. all right, Jason, thank you for the heads up. But, hey, on the plus side, they play the entire show now.
Yeah, so it's a good thing.
So I don't have in my story what happened to the Uber driver.
Oh, God, come on. He was got to be fired.
Well, he was fired, but how did he get home? So what happens? You show up at your house, and then you just let the guy sleep it off? Like, what do you do?
He probably called the cops. The guy probably got arrested, I'm guessing.
It doesn't say that.
I don't know, but go on. Move on. You don't know the answer to this.
No, it doesn't
say
it.
We turn to you as our news girl.
And I turn back to you.
You're telling me it doesn't say it anywhere in the news story what happened?
Here you go.
Okay, give it to me.
Find it, because now I really want to know. It's a pretty interesting story, don't you think? All right, the question of Bert and Ernie's sexuality has made the headlines once again. This time, Sesame Street writer Mark Saltzman brought up the issue, saying the puppets are, in fact, gay. Saltzman tells the LGBTQ blog Queerity, the characters are a couple and their relationship was a reflection of his partnership with film editor Arnold Glasman.
I'm confused about this because I swear to God, 4 or 5 years ago, they already said this. It was a huge news story. They're gay.
But Sesame Street denies it.
But then yesterday I read the article that says they're gay.
Well, the writer says
they
are.
And then I read an article that said, no, they don't have any sexual preference.
Well,
they're Muppets.
Well, the thing that I saw yesterday says, no, they're just friends. That's it.
Yeah, Sesame.
They take a bath together every day. They're not just friends.
The writer says they were based off of my own. They are gay, in fact. But Sesame Street says, no, they're not. They're friends.
Yeah.
So they're not all on the same page.
They're trying to backtrack.
They are. But what's wrong with, so what if they're gay? I think it's great.
Well,
does anybody else in Sesame Street have a relationship?
I don't know the answer to that.
Is Elmo with anybody?
Oh, didn't they just introduce it was a gay or transgender
Down syndrome?
Or
no, autism.
Autistic.
Yeah.
But look, I don't have any kids, but I will tell you that if I did and they were at that age where they're watching Sesame Street, talking 3 years old, 4 years old, I don't know as if I would really want to
address that.
But I don't think they are.
But Miss Piggy drools over.
That's not Sesame Street. That's the Muppets.
That's relationship. But you're saying a Muppet or a puppet doesn't have feelings.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying Sesame Street. I don't think anybody has any relationships in Sesame Street. So it's not important.
But a puppet.
Because they're not teaching it. I'm not saying anything about puppets in general. Puppets can be with other puppets. I don't care about that.
Look, when I was a little kid, I watched Sesame Street. I never considered Bert and Ernie as a four-year-old, like, oh, they must be gay, because I didn't even know what that was at the time.
Yeah, they're buddies, they're roommates.
And I think you just keep going along with what you're doing and don't say that they're gay or straight or anything. Just, it's two stupid puppets.
Jessica Simpson is pregnant with her third child. Congratulations. I often hear stories or see speculation that she has a drinking problem. She's always stumbling around, feeling loopy, looking loopy, falling off of her sky-high high heels. Now she's pregnant once again, her third child. So congratulations to her. There you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
People have called Rover a lot of things.
Rover, you suck. Rover, you're bald. Rover.
It all starts by calling the show. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Rover, you sound too nasally.
That's 1-866-967-6837.
Charlie, what do I have in my system? I was just handed new audio, I believe. What is it?
The 911 call from yesterday, if you want to play it.
Which 911 call? How many 911 calls were there?
The only one.
Okay.
This is, you had the dispatch earlier.
Ah.
This is the 911 call that caused that dispatch to happen.
This is the crazy cat lady calling 911?
Yes.
On Jeffrey's friend Scat, who she said was not letting her leave or something.
Trying to make sense of this, because this is a...
This is the woman who was not leaving Jeffrey's house. She was only going to stay for one night, and then 5 nights later, she's still there. And I told Jeffrey yesterday, you got to get rid of this chick, because this is going to cause you a lot of problems. So then Jeffrey has his friend come over, and Charlie's over there, and here is the 911 call of this woman getting into it, I guess, with Scat, Jeffrey's friend.
911 emergency.
Yeah, you know what? I have autism. I'm being intimidated by a person by the name of Scat, and I am staying and visiting with a friend, and I'm leaving in a short while, and he is intimidating and threatening me, and I am in Lakewood, near Elizabeth. I'm taking you to Macy's, and I want him to leave me alone.
Okay, is the person there now, or they're threatening you on the phone?
Can you imagine being a 911 operator and having to deal with this crap?
Did you just hear the Macy's shout out in there?
Yeah, she's a lunatic, this woman. An absolute lunatic.
Person there now, or they're threatening you on the phone?
Yeah, he's threatening me. Yeah, he's on the phone. He's on the front porch right now, and I have
he's on the front
the
porch.
The house,
he's
off,
Okay. Slow down just a little bit. He's on the front porch.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the address where you're at?
I want you to come with us. What's your address, Mary Elizabeth? What is it? Is it?
What's the address, ma'am?
Don't they have the address when you call? Or maybe she's calling from her cell phone.
Yeah.
What's the address, ma'am?
Thank God, Jeffrey, for letting him intimidate you.
Ma'am?
What did she say there?
Thank God, Jeffrey, for letting him intimidate you.
Uh-huh. Intimidate you.
Ma'am?
Yes? Turn it down. Honey, turn it down.
Ma'am?
I can't hear the police officer.
Ma'am?
Ma'am, I can't hear this. I can't hear you. I have to turn it down.
What's the address where you're at?
What is this address? Oh. And I'm being intimidated by someone he's screaming at me
street,
saying,
ma'am?
I don't know who his relative
ma'am,
is.
What street are you on, ma'am?
It's
okay. And what is your last name?
Star.
Can you spell that, please?
S-G-A-R-R.
And your first name is?
Anna.
Okay, and what's your phone number, Anna?
It's the one that came up.
Okay, and what does Scamp look like?
I don't know. He looks like just your average, like, number 5 on a 0 to 10 scale.
That's the line of the day. A number 5 on a scale 1 to 10?
That is, I've never heard someone's description like that in a 911 call ever before.
So the cops got to show up and look for a number 5.
Yeah, like not too
He's
hot.
He's like a 5.
Not too gross.
Yeah, just an average guy.
Like just your average, like number 5 on a 0 to 10 scale.
Is he white,
like
male,
a lower
male,
male class.
Hispanic, Asian?
I think he's white.
Okay, do you know what's he wearing?
Is that Jeffrey in the background?
That was Scat. I think he says I'm parked in the driveway, I think is what he said.
What's he wearing?
He won't let me go. Jeffrey, this man with a SUV is supposed to be taking me, and he's still on the porch.
Is that Jeffrey there that says something in the background? What does he say?
I can't understand what he said.
Okay, hold on.
The SUV is supposed to be taking me, and he's still on the porch.
Something about be there.
He's on the driveway.
He's on the porch, and his truck's in the driveway blocking us.
Okay, we'll send somebody over there for you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sure, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
She says blocking, but like...
She's making it seem like they're trying to keep her in there.
She's trying to leave, but Scat's blocking her.
And she stayed for another hour and a half after that.
Yeah.
An hour and a half easy. I mean, she was just doing laundry.
I was waiting for her to tell the operator to not interrupt her.
Yeah.
Did they start judging you, Charlie?
If you interrupt me, I'm going to hang up.
Charlie, when you and Scat were just standing there, did they start, like, judging to see who was the 5?
Wow. She's nuts, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think it was constantly like that? Just that kind of talking?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you kidding
for
me?
For 5 days?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, when we talked to her on the air last week, Jeffrey said that she's
normal,
completely normal.
Normal.
He didn't notice anything unusual.
He actually
about
said we
her
were talking
demeanor.
Too much. We were talking too much and wouldn't let her get her point across.
Right.
Like, this is a woman that nonstop talks. Is that how it was at the house all the time?
It was like more civilized, but I just think when people start asking her questions, you're just, you know, trying to inquire what's really going on, and she just goes, and it just the pleasantry deteriorates quickly. And I've seen this. Now I'm seeing the pattern.
All right. Monica in Houston, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's happening?
We are wanting to meet up with you guys in Houston. We were just wondering, where is the bus going to be parked, or where are you guys going to be going? Do you know yet?
Let's see. We're going to be in Houston on a week from today, Wednesday, the 26th. I don't know where we're... I'm sure we will probably be... Actually, I don't know. I don't want to say because I don't know for sure. I don't even know if we have hotels booked or where the bus is going to be yet. I really don't know yet, Monica. I will know sometime next week. We usually will know. I should know by Monday where we're going to be in Houston.
Okay, great. Are you guys planning on going to Napa at all?
Well, if Jeffrey's not going on this trip, so definitely, I think we will.
It's a must.
Yeah, okay. Just to rub it in his face.
It.
Yeah,
it's awesome. All right.
Monica, we hope to see you down there.
You will. My husband and I are so excited. We live about 2 hours away, so we'll be meeting you there.
All right. Thank you, Monica. We'll see her on Wednesday, a week from today, in Houston. We're going on a long trip on board Rolling Glory One. We'll be in Indianapolis Friday, St. Louis Saturday, Tulsa on Sunday. We'll be in Dallas on Monday and Tuesday next week, Houston Wednesday next week, and then rounding out the week on South Padre Island, which I hear it's
party
dead.
Capital
it's,
of the world, off according season. To Dieter.
Dieter says this is the best
place time. Best time he could ever go.
Best time of his life was that week.
In September.
In South Padre Island.
September was the last.
Well, if it was the best week of your life, it's got, and that was what, probably in March or something, I'm guessing?
Yeah, spring break.
If that was the best week. September on South Padre has to at least be top 100.
I'd say, 5 on a scale 1 to 10.
So-so.
I love that.
We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. And over a dozen felony charges.
Dangerous
for our country.
They're about venom, vitriol, divisiveness,
and dangerous for the world.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
In Valparaiso, Indiana, which is a little town in Indiana, northwest Indiana, a guy died of a fentanyl overdose on Sunday. That's probably not all that unusual, right?
These days, everybody's dropping, it seems like.
But what is unusual is that his friends videotaped him passed out, completely unconscious, and they're just goofing around. And they're moving his arms and his mouth like he's a puppet.
Like Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah, they don't know that he's dead or dying. Should they be charged with a crime after he ends up dead?
Yes.
They didn't know he was dead, though. That's the whole key.
How do you not know the person's dead? Or like,
well, you're doing, like, my friend, he got so drunk, he crapped himself, he peed himself, and we just put him in the tub, and we're all videoing him and laughing.
At parties, there's a ton
it's
of...
It's normal.
Yeah, it does happen. There's unconscious people, and you write on their face, and you move their arms around. You have no idea what they're like.
Same thing happened. One of my dear friends, Eric, his roommate, Mike, was so wasted like that we threw...
Talk slut.
Yeah, Eric threw Mike in the tub because he was defecating. He was vomiting.
That's funny, isn't it?
No.
Is he crapping his own pants?
Yeah, Eric did that.
Eric ended up telling us to leave, and he monitored it because he didn't know if the guy would get in trouble, but he took care of him, and he cleaned him up, and he left him in there because it was coming out of both ends.
Did Bob live?
Bob did live. He was hovering on, do I call 911? What do I do? Nobody made a joke of it. I mean, until after, then we all teased him. But it was a serious situation. We didn't make fun of it.
Well, people don't really realize how serious of a situation it is until it actually happens. I'm going to play you the video, by the way. I have obtained the video of these two.
Of moving him?
Yeah. That's terrible.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yep.
I don't think you should play it. The guy died.
Yeah, but they don't know he's dead at the time. That's the key. So there's horsing around. This is going to be funny.
Oh, Dieter.
So they are not going to charge these two
men. Oh, they're not?
With moving. No, and they're all like 20, 21, 22, whatever. They're not going to charge them with a crime because they say, well, you know, they didn't. But let me tell you something. If I'm ever passed out like that,
call 911. Yeah.
Call 911.
You were passing on the bus with your shirt
off. Okay, call 911.
No, you would
don't start
so
moving
mad.
Me around like a puppet.
You would have been so
dick.
Mad at us if we would have called 911 and an ambulance came and got you.
Yeah.
You were just obviously drunk and puking. You don't know.
Oh, but I think that the time that you're talking about,
Rover,
that's beyond drunk and puking. I mean, that was probably like close to alcohol poisoning, right? I mean, I didn't see it, obviously, but if I'm puking on myself,
you
I'm
imagine
just...
on your
hairless,
chest.
Yeah, hairless man just puking all over, shirtless, just puking all over himself.
See, I've never seen that side
seen
of him.
I
would have called 911.
That would have made the papers.
Yeah,
that would have made the news.
I don't care. I would have been really
radio
scared.
DJ can't that, hold his liquor, puked all over his
I
bare chest.
Would have preferred us to like drop you in a ditch somewhere and like just forget that you ever existed.
Does anybody have a picture of that? When he was like that, or were you afraid to take a picture?
Oh, I was buzzed. I don't know.
I was the only one there, and I was already passed out from my earlier.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because Rover got back early.
Okay.
Before us.
I vaguely remember like B2 yelling at me. Like I vaguely remember getting back to the bus. Like I must have passed out at the place, at the bar that we were at. This was in Nashville. Pass out at the bar, end up somehow in an Uber or something back to the bus. That I have no recollection of. I remember just her trying to get me to get back onto the bus. That first step is a killer, you know? You got to get getting back up. She can't lift me up.
We do have pictures of you leaving the bar, remember?
Oh, video.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember that.
Wasted.
Oh, he was puking over the railing. He was about to puke. He was spitting. You know, the bouncer's like, get this guy out of here.
So, now, cool. What I will say is, if I am passed out like the guy in this video that I'm about to play you, call 911, Charlie. Don't use me as a puppet like these guys do.
This is going to be bad.
If you're watching RMG TV, you can see this. If not, you'll be able to hear it, and I will explain to you what's going on in this video. And this is not the greatest video. It's actually just video of someone took video of a video. Like someone's holding their cell phone and someone took another video of that person holding the cell phone. So,
dude, you got to keep him awake. This is how Lil Pete died, bro. For real, for real.
So they already have a friend, Lil Pete, who died that way. For real. Saying
Lil Peep, the rapper.
Lil Peep, the rapper.
Yeah.
OD'd. For real. That's how he died. I thought he said Pete. Lil Peep?
Lil Peep.
Yeah, that was a sad day when Lil Peep passed away.
This is how Lil Peep died, bro. For real. Except Lil Peep stopped breathing. Wow, dude.
So what he's doing, it looks like to me, is he's tying maybe something around this guy's wrist to use him as a puppet.
I never thought that tonight would come to this. This is crazy.
Yeah, look, they tied shoelaces or strings or something around this guy's wrists, and now they're going to use him as a puppet.
Ready to that song? I don't have the song. You got a friend in me. Hey.
Now they're slapping him in the face.
You gotta save Kirby's life, dude.
And the noise that's being made is the buddy who is slapping the guy in the face and shaking him.
Dude, he must have ate some blood pressure medication, dude.
Yeah, that's what he did, yeah.
Are you sure he did?
So now what they're doing is the guy is taking his hand and putting it on the dead guy's chin, or soon-to-be dead guy's chin, and moving his mouth along to the lyrics.
Completely out, you know?
So there you go. That was, that's the video of that.
Is that the song for Major League?
No, Toy Story.
Toy Story. With
Woody. But it's also Major League. You got a friend in need.
Friend in me.
In me, whatever it is. I swear it's in Major League when they show in the city. You guys all seen that movie?
Because he's a puppet.
I don't remember that.
It's the same artist. I don't think it's the same song.
Randy Newman.
Bad Moon. Rising of the Cuyahoga River? Is that the song you're thinking of?
What?
God, well, dude, Major League. Like, dude, she's just staring like...
Because you're so stupid.
Because he's like Woody the puppet.
No, but I swear, it's in Major League.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's
the beginning.
$1 million.
This is a Toy Story song. Written for Toy Story.
You're thinking of...
Red Moon Rising over the Cuyahoga River is what you're thinking of.
Is that what it is?
Please play this one now.
This is from Toy Story.
Yes.
Can you play the song from Major League?
Burn On, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
By the way, only Dieter would even remember this from a movie that came out.
Yes.
That's not a derail at all.
Dieter, that's not a yes. You were right. You're still wrong.
I just want to hear this song. It's a classic.
So stupid.
Doesn't it sound the same?
Damn.
No.
It's the same artist. He just plays the piano.
So it's Randy Newman.
Yes.
Okay, I was somewhat right.
No, you're completely wrong. Dan in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Rover, how we doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. What's happening?
All right, so fresh out of high school, you know, none of us really had money to buy cars and stuff. So we're all at my house partying, and my buddy, I mean, just passes out cold. I mean, done. And so we painted his face up, I mean, like a complete clown, shaved his eyebrows off, and he walked all the way across town to get home, and, you know, his mom saw him when he got home.
Yeah, I have not done that, but I have certainly been at a party and seen people. I've never seen anyone's eyebrows shaved off, I don't think, but a Sharpie to the face I have definitely seen numerous times. Like someone drawing a big penis on
right
someone's face.
Right towards their mouth, right, a black eye or glasses.
Uh-huh.
We've done it all.
I've seen that. How long does that take to get off your face, by the way?
And how do
it's
you
like
get
2 hours
off?
Of scrubbing.
Two hours?
It really?
Oh, it's a little bit, yeah.
How do you know this, Charlie?
You guys have done it to me.
We Sharpied your face?
Yeah, a huge dong right across my cheek.
Who did that, Peter?
I don't know who did it because I was passed out. It was the first time I ever went out with you guys. I don't remember what we were doing. I fell asleep in the limo that we were in, and I woke up just covered in dongs. Just completely covered.
It's got your name all over it, Peter.
Yeah, who would do that? What night was that? Where did we go? What were we doing?
Well, if it's a limo, it's Ugno.
I don't know if it was. I feel like we're going to a baseball game or something. I just remember it was on West 6th. That's where I woke up at and realized I look like one of those new rappers. I look like Post Malone, but instead of like whatever, never tired or whatever, it was just penises all over my entire face.
Yeah. Did you notice it, or how did you notice it? You could just tell by the way people were looking at you?
I saw a reverse penis on my arm, and I went, oh. And
oh, it's because you had your head down on your arm, and it was like transferred to your arm?
Yeah, covered.
I don't remember that, but dear, that sounds pretty funny.
It was. Hilarious.
Yeah, I wasn't pumped about it, but, you know, it was a good joke.
866-YO-ROVER, should these guys, you've seen the video now. Now you have a different perspective on this. Should they have been charged for not helping this guy or whatever they were doing? Should they have been charged for that? You tell me. 866-967-6837. There their buddy is, passed out, fentanyl overdose. I like how they're like, he must take as a blood pressure medication. Right. Either that or fentanyl.
Did the kids take it too? Did they all get
sure
high or something?
They all were taking it.
I think they would have known at that point that.
So they didn't know the guy did drugs?
Well, I think they knew.
I think they all
did
were.
Something.
I think they were all high.
But you think they were on fentanyl?
Yeah, I'd say yeah.
Oh, then absolutely. Why are we having
I'd say
this conversation?
Somewhat.
I don't know, but when they're like, he must have taken blood pressure medication, they would have known if they're on fentanyl, they would have known, oh, he's on fentanyl
Maybe
too.
Maybe they were just drunk. I don't know.
That's what I think it was. And so they tie strings around the guy's arms. They're using him. Charlie's even laughing.
Well, yeah, see?
The song. I'm laughing at the song.
You got a friend in me.
Wow.
And they're using him as a puppet, moving his arms around and moving his mouth around. To the music.
Why does somebody need to get that drunk? Like, I don't understand.
You don't try to. You try to get right to that line.
But why don't you just stop?
No, like, I think they try. I mean, you can't tell me Nads didn't try to get.
I get blackout all the time, but I don't try to get blackout. I try to get right close to it.
When's the last time you were blacked out?
Blacked out? A while. Blacked out.
See, I mean, it's time to grow up, and it's like, who needs to do that?
Well, first of all, when you say it's time to grow up, this kid who, he ended up dying, they are not filing charges. He was, trying to find his age, I believe he was like 20 or 21 years old. Kyle Kirby is his name.
They're young.
Was his name, 21 years old. So when you say, oh, you need to grow up, he's 21.
I'm still finding new things to try.
Fentanyl.
Don't turn into a druggie.
No, I'm not trying anything like that. No, but I was at a bar watching the Browns game 2 weeks ago, and then I don't know why, but they brought out an aerosol spray can. They started spraying it into a bag, And everybody was just huffing it. And I was like, well, let me give that a shot. And then I tried that. That was fun.
You huffed?
I don't know what it was.
What was it?
I don't know. It was VHS cleaner. Gave you like a major head rush. And then they brought out some poppers. I don't know what poppers are, but you just sniff
those.
What
kind of bar is this where people are doing this, just passing this around in a bar?
Like, so all I felt was like a head rush for like 10 seconds, and then I had to take a huge dump. And then I asked, like, what are poppers? And they're like,
amyl nitrate.
Okay, I don't know. Anal nitrate. I don't.
Amyl.
Amyl.
Well, what it did to. Gay guys use it to stretch out their sphincter before they go for it.
What?
So I was like, why are we all doing this then? And they're like, I don't know. And it gave me a pretty big head rush. And then I went home and took a dump.
Yeah, it used to come in a bottle called Rush back in high school. We used to do it. It's like a really heavy whippet, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And does it make you take huge dumps afterwards? Does it relax your sphincter, snits?
I don't remember that. I just remember doing it on our high school lawn.
Yeah, slides. Like during lunch. I mean, this was a big one. I mean, big. Just width and everything.
But that sounds like a lot of fun, Charlie. I mean, here's a guy in his 30s who's just doing VHS cleaners, what they were calling it.
That's what they were selling it as. I tried to find it. It was called Bullet Spray, and they say VHS cleaner. I was like, who sells VHS tapes? And I don't remember what the poppers were called. But yeah, it was like a cool head rush, and it only lasted like 20 seconds.
But it felt good.
Snitzer says that Whippets are his favorite drug ever.
Oh, who has scary. The favorite drug of Whippets?
I like that feeling.
It's so quick.
It's really quick, yeah.
He says the whipped cream in the house is all gone, like all flat because he takes all the CO2 out of it.
Really?
Yeah. He's got an addiction.
Still?
No, I did not say that. I waited to the end. No, I said when I used to work at restaurants, you just go in to get whipped cream for, you know, desserts, whatever, and the busboys had already hit it, so you'd get like, you know, little drizzles of freaking whipped cream every time.
It just makes me I did that in high school. It just made me really dizzy. Like, it wasn't...
What do you do?
It wasn't a fun high, I didn't think.
No, it was real quick. I remember laughing. Gas. Yeah, I laughed for like 5 seconds and it's gone. And you're like, oh.
You suck it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's nitrous oxide. Same as dentist uses it.
Is it? That's the same?
Yeah, same stuff.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, what's duster?
That's like keyboard. The compressed air kind of stuff, but there's something in there, some chemical. Mm. Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, so I had kind of a similar thing happen. We were obviously probably much younger than these guys that you're talking about. This happened in high school. I grew up out in Kansas, so we would throw pretty crazy country parties, and we got the news of this Halloween party that was happening, you know, in our town or outside of it. So me and our buddies, you know, headed over there. Little did we know, one of our friends had popped some pills of some sort ahead of time and was already on his own little high. So once we all started drinking, you know, a couple hours into the night, we look over, he's passed out in the yard puking up blood. And I mean, this is like one of our good buddies. So we're all, you know, pretty mess-faced, and we're like, what the hell is going on? So of course some stupid girls at the party call the cops. They show up, you know, of course they have the ambulance and fire trucks and like everything. Well, then they find out there's like 200 kids at these parties, so then they're calling like neighboring departments and county. It was a bad deal. So little did we know, this dude had popped like hydrocodone before he was drinking, and he ended up like dying a couple days later in the hospital. So of course they took all of our information that night. Cops came like a day or two after he passed away, arrested me and the three of us, three of my buddies that were
for what?
Hold on. So they arrest us. We don't know what the heck's going on. We're all kind of sad that our buddy just kind of passed away. So we all get taken to the county jail. They don't tell us anything. So we're all being tried for premeditated murder because they think that we drugged our friend, we didn't tell anyone, and so we're sitting in the county jail for 3 or 4 days before we ever see a judge, a district judge or whatever. So we didn't even see, like, a county judge. We just went to, like, the district of Manhattan, Kansas. It was, like, crazy.
Yeah.
So we all get through the trials and all the hearings and all the nonsense. Meanwhile, we're locked up in the county jail. And all of us are just like, dude, we had no idea. Of course, they don't believe us because we're 15, 16 years old. So come to find out, one of our friend's mom hired this rich-ass lawyer. He got us all off the hook. And
basically we all had to do like polygraphs and lie detector tests, which was a bunch of bull crap, just to prove that we were innocent. And to this day, we all have felonies on our record.
Oof.
So it's just like, so to blame these, I mean, it's kind of a little messed up that they were using this guy as a prop and making fun of it. If you see anyone in that sort of condition and you do that, you're just not raised right. Like, you have to get someone help that's in that sort of mind.
Well, yeah,
and,
Dieter.
Dieter, you certainly don't draw penises all over the person's face.
No, he's
Dieter.
Right. You don't laugh
but don't
at
forget,
that.
The other people at the time are messed up, too. So you don't realize it. And the guy was snoring in the video. They didn't know he was dead. They think, oh, he's just passed out. We've all been there. If you actually have some fun.
That's really passed out, though. That's like beyond passed out. I mean, that's totally non-responsive.
We've been there.
I haven't.
I've got to take a break. If you are listening
I'm
to
alive.
Us, if you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern, you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. There are people on the phone who we will get to in just a minute. We'll also get to the shizzy, the news coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. For 15 years, Rover's Morning Glory has dominated morning radio.
The dominant power.
Dominated.
The dominate.
Dominate
all comers.
Here's to another 15.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. The news. What do you have on the news?
What happens if you hold in a fart?
I think it just gets sucked back into your intestines.
So where does it go?
Like it's just absorbed. I think it probably, in a way, probably the fart enters your bloodstream, I would bet.
But it has to go somewhere.
I'll tell you what a nutritionist says, where it goes.
Okay.
Well, I believe this.
Oh, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks when you're in a place and you can't fart and you have to hold it. And then it just gets sucked back in. I hate that.
All the time now. I have to go over to print stuff over at the news station.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot that you can't just fart freely over there. Because here, it's just a free game. You just go wherever you want. And there was a while there where I was just farting and turning the corner. And then I realized they think I'm the fart guy.
I am the fart guy.
You're the fart box.
Because I would turn the corner and they're huddled around a water cooler. And I'm just crop dusting everybody in there. So now I hold them in every morning, and I don't know. Is this bad?
It could be bad for you.
I have an invention.
Yes.
But I don't know if it's too far. You take a turkey baster.
Okay.
And then you put a syringe on it.
Okay.
So in times like that when you can't fart,
uh-huh.
You can actually go into a bathroom or your office and put it somewhere and actually suck out the fart.
If you're in the secret room.
If you're in the bathroom putting that up your ass, couldn't you just fart in that same...
No, this is like, say, the office. Like, uh-huh. Nads has to go next door, but he's like, I got to get this fart out. Yeah. He's around us. He can't do it. Or around a hot chick. You take this syringe, place it where the sun don't shine, and suck out the fart. Nobody hears it. It's silent.
But where is he going to go to place that syringe up his ass?
Is not visible, but can be heard. Like our office. We can hear a few farts in there, and dudes would be disgusted.
Uh-huh.
But we can go and actually suck this fart out.
Uh-huh. And then what does he do? What does he do with the syringe full of farts?
That's the next step. That's what I have to. I don't
have
want
to work
Shark Tank
on that one
because I'm afraid they asked me that question.
Uh-huh.
You know, what do you do with that?
All right,
you guys want to invest?
No, I'll pass.
Anybody?
No.
I think you're onto something there, Dieter. Yeah, you keep working
Try
at
it.
That. Yeah, give that a shot. Ashley, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, Rover.
Hi. What's happening?
So I just had something to say about, one second, I had to walk into the lunchroom, I'm at work. Shame on Dieter for sticking up for those people.
For what people?
The people who were using that kid as a puppet.
Oh, the guy who overdosed and then his friends are using him as a puppet, then he ends up dying.
Yeah, right, and then Dieter acts holier than thou, and then he's sticking up for some kids who are... pretending some dude was a puppet who was on heroin.
They were all on heroin, and they didn't know he was going to die.
You don't know that.
Okay, you can tell. Yeah, and they didn't know he was going to die.
It doesn't make it okay.
Okay, they were trying to wake him up. Don't forget, they're slapping him in the face, going, hey, wake up. They actually cared about him.
911 so they can Narcan him. Yeah. I've been sober for, like, almost 3 years now. This is not okay.
Did you ever see anything like that, Ashley, where someone's passed out like that and people
yeah,
are...
and you Narcan them. Mm-hmm.
Did you carry Narcan with you, or did you have to call 911?
No, I didn't personally.
Yeah. Now they sell Narcan. You can just get that in the store, I think. I don't know if you need a prescription for it or
you
something.
You can just get it for free.
Yeah, they just give this to you now. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Does that encourage people? Ashley, would that you've been sober, you said, for 3 years.
Yeah.
If you had Narcan back... let's say 4 years ago when you're doing heroin or whatever you're doing, do you think that would have helped you, or do you think it would have made you go crazier doing this stuff because you knew that it was there if you needed it?
Well, you go into this big spiel. I knew it was there, but that I don't think it's an encouragement. I don't want to get into this big whole spiel about it, but blah, 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 because I know there's a big controversy, but... I think it saves people's lives, people who are someone's daughter, someone's son, someone's father. I think it's a good thing because these people are just sick people who can't stop. I wanted to stop for an entire year, and I couldn't. I just couldn't stop.
So what was it in the end that made you stop?
I was really, really sick of living like that. I knew my potential, and I was sick of living that way, and I couldn't do it anymore. I just couldn't do it anymore.
Ashley, thank you. I appreciate it. Speaking of drug addicts, Nads, we haven't checked in on you. How's your relationship status?
Haven't been talking.
I don't believe this.
I know you don't.
Does anyone believe this?
Not a chance.
I don't believe this either. This is, I can get away with not talking about it by saying I don't talk to Maddie.
Charlie.
And then what could anyone say?
Honestly, he would have mentioned it to me. I think he would. Well, maybe not at this point anymore, but he used to always talk about it. He's not mentioned her in a week at all.
I don't buy it.
We've checked in very briefly. Mm-hmm. But that's it. Haven't seen each other.
How'd you check in?
Seeing how everything's going. Is she doing okay?
So how many texts per day
now? Via text or?
Not even. Yeah, text. Uh-huh. And
they used to be up to like 500. Maybe 1,000 texts a day.
Text and what?
No way.
That's it. Oh, just text.
Just it?
Yeah.
The text check-in?
How much do you think you texted before?
Would you say, you said 500?
Yeah.
I couldn't even put a number on it.
It's constant communication.
Constant.
Oh, my God.
So what's it at now?
I mean, not even close to every day.
What does that mean? Every day?
No, not every day.
So today's what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Have you talked to her this morning?
No.
When you checked in, when did you check in?
This weekend.
And how many text messages was that check-in?
Probably 10 or less.
Wow, all right.
Monday,
that's a big change.
Tuesday?
Nothing.
Someone believes that Nads is trying to alter his appearance now that he, I guess, is back on the market. Oh, are you on the market now, Nads?
He's probably dating
another
girl.
I'm single.
Someone, take your hat off. Someone thinks that Nads is dyeing his hair.
Oh, like Pete Davidson.
Oh, no. They're talking about this blonde thing?
Yes.
No, we've talked about this on the show before.
This is what someone sent me.
No, I've had this blonde spot on the side of my head since I've been a kid.
Yeah, he's got like a... Take off your hat. Let me see that.
Oh, my hair looks stupid. Come on, man.
Leave that off for a second.
I'm a single
boy. Now, turn your head to the side. So he has like a... tuft of blonde hair sticking out
almost like
the
white
side of his head. Yeah. What do you think that is?
I don't know. Like I was scared by a ghost when I was a kid or something, and they just turned my hair white.
You didn't get like a head in, like you weren't hitting the head right there?
No, no. This has been since I was bright blonde when I was a child, mm-hmm. and then when my hair started darkening up, this just stuck around forever.
What guy? There used to be a guy. He was on Talk Soup. Remember?
Oh, I know who you're talking
John
about.
Something.
What?
He had that. He had a big white spot on the side of his head.
Yeah, I forget that guy's name.
I used to be really self-conscious about it, would dye it.
You what?
Yeah.
When was the last time you dyed it?
Oh, high school?
Okay, so you haven't done that for a while.
No.
Okay. Well, someone just noticed it. And they
yeah, when my hair gets longer, it becomes more noticeable. Yeah.
John Henson.
That's it.
Didn't he have one?
Yeah. I remember that guy.
Wait, Citra, you have a spot too?
Yeah, I have a little white spot too, yeah. It's a birthmark. It's in the back of my head.
Okay, we'll turn around.
A birthmark?
You can't see it, but I could see it.
A birthmark hair patch?
Yeah. Same thing.
Well, that's it.
It's a tiny one.
All right. Snitch is taking off his headset.
Or he's just going gray.
I've had it since birth.
He's going to turn.
God, you're worse than Jeffrey.
I'm trying to look.
Hair.
I don't see it. Do you guys see that?
No.
It's hard to see.
He just wants to have something cool.
Can you take your hat off?
You're not in the club, dude.
No, I'm like, yeah, it's not taking my hat off.
Shannon in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Shannon.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I was just making a comment on the incident that happened with the young man. I know it's going to be a controversial thing, especially here in Dayton. You know, we're dealing with a lot of that going on. Adam's dad passed away as a result.
Whose dad passed? Your phone cut out there for a second. Who passed away?
My son's father died.
Okay.
Back in March due to a fentanyl overdose. They hadn't known that he had relapsed. He had been clean and sober for probably about 32 days, was on the Vivitrol shot, and everybody in his family thought that he was clean and sober. They thought he was good. His brothers were drinking, and then they ended up, coming home to the bathroom. They thought he was going to take a crap or whatever, and he never woke back up. So wow. They found him about 45 minutes later. Yep, and he passed away in March, and then, that's the result of fentanyl. I think it's become a big deal,
Yeah, they're making this fentanyl over there in China. It's super, super, super strong. You don't know how strong it is when you're taking it. And it's killing people.
From Detroit. Yep. Somebody bringing it to him from Detroit to all the way to Defiance, which is actually a tiny, tiny little city. It's actually Melbourne from Defiance. So somebody was actually bringing it over in a truck to him. His mother had said that they found, somebody coming and pulling up at the house. So they thought he was all clean and sober, and here he was using fentanyl, especially with alcohol mixed. It depressed the system so much that, he's a 40-year-old. So, he wasn't no 21-year-old, but he was definitely, he passed away from that.
Man, oh, man. Shannon, thank you. Thank God I never got into this heroin or anything, man. People love this stuff, don't they?
And they want to try it once somebody dies. They're like, well, I want to get that batch and see why it's so good.
Yeah, that's
And just take crazy. A little bit of it.
That is crazy, isn't it? Doogie?
Yo!
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The woman convicted of helping a former street preacher kidnap Elizabeth Smart back in 2002, expected to be released from prison today. She says,
I think this is outrageous that she's getting out of prison. I mean, they kidnapped this girl. She was 14 years old or however old she was at the time, right out of her own bedroom. They make her live in the woods, her and this woman and this essentially homeless guy, street preacher, I think you'd call him. They made this poor girl live in the woods, and they used her as a sex slave. Now, granted, this was a many years ago. What year?
2002.
Okay. I don't think you should be let out of jail if you do something like that.
I agree.
I mean, you purposely did that, and then you kept it up for 6 months or however long she was kidnapped. I remember the day she was found alive. I couldn't believe it.
The guy that did the raping, this Brian David Mitchell, he's serving a life sentence for the kidnap and everything. But this chick helped him do all this. And apparently her name is Wanda Barzi. She's 72 years old. I guess she's freed 5 years early due to an error in calculating her original sentence. So she is going to be out today. And Elizabeth Smart has been everywhere saying, this is not good. The public should be worried. This woman is nuts.
Something's going on with RMG TV. It's weird.
It looks really weird. Stuttery.
Yeah. Ever since we changed, we moved to a new project to give Snitz a new little thing of buttons. I think I might know what's going on back there, Snitz. But we could try something in just a minute. But
good.
Okay. I don't know if you saw this bizarre story about this surgeon out in the West Coast, out in Los Angeles. So district attorney in California has charged an orthopedic surgeon who starred in the reality series Online Dating Rituals of the American Male. So this surgeon starred in that reality
show.
Could
you star in that? Like, do they have a star in that? Because
this is everywhere.
I've never heard of this.
It's a dating show. This guy, his name is Grant Robichek. And he's been charged
Robichek's?
With... Yeah. I don't know how to say his name. C-H-R-O-B-I-C-H-E-A-U-X.
Wouldn't that be like Roba Show?
Or... Yeah.
How about Roba F-U? Grant.
Something.
Grant,
that,
allegedly.
I would assume that's like French Canadian or something.
Grant.
Jeffrey.
I'm good. Grant allegedly drugged and videotaped his victims with the help of a girlfriend. The DA said that we've all... Oh, it doesn't matter what he said. So he would meet people... Yeah,
it's too long.
They would meet people at a bar and say, hey, you want to go hang out? Go back to my place.
I'm the star of whatever.
So-and-so, yeah. Uh-huh. And they would then drug the girl.
Would they slip it into a drink?
Them.
Or how would they drug them?
I don't know. Illegal drugs, including cocaine, ecstasy, roofies. So maybe they went back with the premise of, let's go have a party, let's continue
sure.
this party.
All right.
And then they would roofie the girl.
Yeah.
One girl woke up mid...
Sexual assault, mid-rape.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is... Another girl woke up the next morning, knew something was terribly wrong, and went to the emergency room. And they're saying that there could be hundreds of victims.
Oh, or thousands.
Yeah. It's that bad.
And these idiots videotaped the whole thing. They found it on their phone.
Yep. It is not good at all. So the guy and his girlfriend have been charged.
Good.
The food and drug.
Lock them up, too.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you on that.
I think you lock them up forever. Now, why should they be locked up forever and not the woman who helped kidnap Elizabeth Smart and hold her as a sex slave?
So the girlfriend, did she do anything of the raping?
Did she make a plea bargain or something? Where she,
I don't know.
Where she pled guilty?
Sarissa Riley is her name. So what did she do? Like, was she having sex with these women too, or was she just?
Which girlfriend? Are you talking about Elizabeth Smart? Or are you talking about this
case?
Sarissa
this
Riley, dentist? This orthodontist.
Oh, she was
whatever.
In on
is it.
Is
it a dentist or is that a bone surgeon? What's an orthopedic surgeon? That's bone.
Sounds like bone.
Bone.
No, it's pedia. Or podiatrist for feet, right?
Yeah.
It says they raped her. They raped and drugged.
They were both in it together.
It's disgusting.
I thought it was an orthodontist is what she said.
No,
that's
I didn't.
Why I thought. I thought you said a dentist.
No, I did not say
all right.
dentist.
So he's a surgeon.
Yes.
So they have money. It's a good-looking chick. Do they even need to do this? To drug these women?
They're
well, just
sick.
Because you're good-looking doesn't mean that you're not...
crazy.
Degenerate. Yeah, it doesn't mean that you don't have a mental issue and you're a criminal. You could be a good-looking... There were good-looking serial killers.
Who?
Peter.
Who's the best-looking
one?
Well, Ted Bundy, right?
Ted Bundy was known for his good looks.
He's hot.
That's what Ned says.
Yeah.
And still masturbates to Ted
hot
Bundy
as hell.
After all these years.
The Food and Drug Administration launched an ad campaign yesterday, and it's aimed at scaring teenagers away from vaping using snark and special effects. I don't know what's going on with all of this vaping and everyone saying how bad it is, but they're now trying to say, okay, we need to come up with something to get these kids away from it because vaping is so bad for you. Are you worried at all about that, Charlie? Because you still vape. Have you turned down your nicotine on your thing?
Yeah, he was going to. Remember, that was the goal. He was going to go from
like
a 5 to a 4 to a 3
no.
to a 2 to
all,
a 1, and then he was going to be
up,
done. He
putting
said.
Words in my mouth. I started at 29. I'm at a 6. So how about that?
So
are you going to never stop?
When was the last time you dialed it back?
I don't know.
Are you worried about this?
He's doing poppers on the weekend. You think he's worried about the nicotine levels in his vape?
Yeah, I don't care.
Seriously? That's so sad, because if you get sick, you're going to say, God, I was so stupid.
That's true. I would. But I live in the now, you know?
Okay. This is a funny story about a Florida man facing charges after he allegedly drove his 15-year-old son to a park with his teen girlfriend so they could have sex, or in the dad's words... quote, do their thing. This is so great. Lawrence
cool
Mitchell,
dad.
53 years old, was arrested after an officer spotted him after hours in his car. And the dad reportedly told the officer that his son requested he take him and his girlfriend to the local park so they can, you know, do what kids do. And they're not stealing. They're just having sex. But Mitchell, however, admitted that he didn't know if the girl's parents consented to her being out. The police officer then interviewed the teen couple after they returned from their soccer field where they were at the park. And the son reportedly told the officer that he and his girlfriend were just smoking and effing.
Okay.
I love it. So the dad was arrested. All right, this is a story I teased. If you hold in your fart instead of just letting it rip, what happens to it?
Yeah, what does... I think it just gets absorbed in your intestines.
Like a gas bubble.
And goes back in, like goes into your bloodstream.
Does your fart ever, like you have to fart and then it reverse fart, but it still makes a fart noise? Like
yeah, it's your stomach.
But you can hear like a... And you're like, well, that was a waste of time. Might as well have just blasted it out because it still made the noise.
Well, according to a nutrition professor in England, we're all wrong. If you hold your fart in instead of letting it out, your body will eventually release it through your mouth instead.
Oh, you'll burp it out.
Not surprising.
No, just through your hot breath.
Oh.
Like when we talk to Jeffrey, if he has bad breath, it's a fart. Ah. He's holding in.
Yep. Foul odor.
When I couldn't burp, I farted probably 10 times more at the time just because I just couldn't. There's no release and it would all come out the butt.
So you learned somehow to burp since you've been on the show. You learned how to burp.
Probably 4 or 5 years ago, I learned how to burp. And then ever since then, my farts have really decreased. I used to be
really
good at farting.
How do you not know how to burp?
My body just couldn't do it for some reason.
And what was the thing that flipped the switch and
figured out how to burp? Many years of practice. I would have to, like if we were going out drinking for the night, at the end of every night, I'd have to go puke. I'd stick my finger down my throat because my stomach would be so huge with air.
Yes.
And that would come out. And then eventually I was able to like kind of gag without sticking my finger down my throat. And then eventually just trained and it took a lot of time, a lot of steps, many years of practice to finally just be able to.
The hard work finally paid off.
So then I could burp now, yeah.
All right.
And then the farts went away.
There you go.
Give and take. I would have preferred the farts.
Were your farts traditional stinky farts, or was the air moving through so fast?
That's a great question, Rover, and I'm going to tell you, yes, they would, because it would still be going through your butthole.
Yes.
And buttholes are traditionally smelly.
Well, right, they're inherently stinky.
That's
however,
where poop comes from.
But it seems to me that if a fart is brewing, that's going to be a stinkier...
It passes over a turd, picking up turd
particles. Okay, but you've never farted and had just a very faint whiff, or even to you, probably doesn't smell at all.
Sure.
And then other farts that you've had, you go, oh, my God, that's
of course.
Rotten.
It depends on what you eat, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you're farting constantly, if you're not burping, it's not getting out any other way. So it's almost like a pressure valve that's in the open position, just constantly. No. I think those farts are going to be less stinky.
But imagine that fart is traveling around poops that are in your intestine. They're going to pick up some smells.
I'm not debating that. I'm just saying...
Imagine a fan in front of an open toilet filled with soup.
What's going to smell worse? A one that is traveling at a fast pace through your intestines?
Why do you think this speeds it up?
Or one that is...
Why do you think this is... There's some sort of speed up that's happening inside the body.
Because you have so much that you're having to release. It's just constantly going through.
It wasn't just, I didn't have an open butt the whole time. No,
ew.
It still was closed. It wasn't just constantly going through. It still was passing over.
So you were
turds.
Farting, if you had to put a number on it, what are you talking? Twice as much? 10 times as much?
10 times as much. Hundreds of times a day. Just constantly. Hold them in. Sometimes you could really blast one out for sure. Yeah, really? At any moment,
hundreds of times per day. Huh?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Wow.
I mean, not all of them were big or anything. It was just a little. Yeah, you got to release some pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna each one different smells. Wish I could go back.
Different sounds. Different.
Yeah, all sorts of different kinds.
All right, I'll end on that. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover, that was the best thing I've ever heard on the radio, man.
There's more than meets the ears. Watch the show with RMG TV at RoverRadio.com or on the RMG app.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will tell you what's coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live. I hope that the live stream for RMG Plus works today. If it does, you may... That sound, that awful, I heard it. It was that... That may be gone. And that was only happening on the audio-only stream. Either it's going to be gone, or it's just not going to work. One of the two. Find out by signing up for RMG Plus at roverradio.com. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
This up. Three DUIs and one felony drug conviction later, he's finally off probation.
Charges dismissed.
Watch out, world. No, seriously, watch out for this guy.
I go, like, blind. This adrenaline pumping, I'm just...
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we'll tell you what's coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus in just a few minutes. Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Rover. How are you, sir?
Yo, I'm doing all right. What's happening?
Oh, I just wanted to call in about the story that Doozy did earlier about the farting.
Yes.
And about eight years back, about 2010, I dry semi-truck for a living, and I had got sick when I was out on the road and had went to, like, a doctor/emergency room.
Yep.
And I don't know what kind of test they did, but they ended up telling me, you know, you got a lot of gas in your colon. I never given it much thought after that because they never gave me any kind of medication or anything for it. And I went home that weekend, and I was, like, laying there in the floor watching TV, and it wasn't, like, the kind of fart that would stink, but I would say I counted, and maybe within a two-hour period, I had passed gas, I would say, or farted at least 100 times.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You're just counting your farts on the floor?
Yes, I did. At first, I thought I was going to have to go back to the doctor. I never did, but it never happened after that.
You drive truck. You can just fart all day, and there's nobody with you.
Yeah, no. I mean, it didn't happen in the truck. I mean, you just pass gas like regular in the truck, but laying there in the floor, at least I would say 100 times in a 2-hour
period.
Wow.
All right. So you were full of air. Did those farts stink, or were they like I predict? They don't smell that bad.
No, they didn't stink at all. It was just like, I mean, it sounded like a regular fart, but there was no smell to it whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm
telling you, I think Charlie's farts probably didn't stink that bad.
I'll rip a couple for you.
I'll bet your farts now.
I'll rip a couple for
no,
you.
No. Yeah. Your farts now are way stinkier
I'll find a guy
than they were 5, 6, 7 years ago, Charlie.
I'm in a burping, like, no burping communities. I can find a non-burper to come in and rip some in your face, and you can let us know.
Right in your nose.
Yeah.
What are you, on Facebook groups?
My girlfriend's. It's kind of like Al-Anon, but for non-burpers.
Uh-huh.
And she's on, like, a different
support group
and stuff, mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. For non-burping. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they existed until after I found out how to burp. But, you know, she'll go in, and because people ask, how did you end up burping and stuff? And she'll explain what I did.
Blind James, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Blind James.
Rover, Dieter, yo.
Yo!
Hey, so Dieter, I love this fart sucker idea you have, but I have a couple suggestions for you, man, to get this off the ground. All right, first, you have to, instead of having a turkey baster style, you want to have it shaped more like an inhaler. That way you can slide it right down the crack, pop the small end into the sphincter, right? And then, just like with the inhaler, you'd squeeze down the cartridge, and it would suck the fart right out. Then at the end of the day, pop out the cartridge, toss that bad boy out, and you're good to go.
Well, first of all, I think you have to push down before you insert, and then
it sucks out.
Then you insert, let go, and it sucks out, just like a syringe.
That's also, it's an okay idea. It's easy disposal. I think the best way to do it is have a tube constantly connected at all times, running
right,
down your
almost
leg, like an air tank. People just think you're on oxygen, but really, you run that with a huge tank full of farts that you can release at any point.
That's a lot of work.
You build these in, Charlie. You build these into pants. And all pants that you have now have a tube that's right near your sphincter. And you insert that tube. That tube then runs down the inseam of your pants.
Okay.
And you can either have a little collection thing around your ankle, or perhaps the tube could just exit right out your ankle.
Like Andy Dufresne in Shawshank, lets out the rocks in the courtyard.
No, that wouldn't work at all because it would still smell.
Listen.
Well, no, you put some sort of charcoal filter at the end of the...
They already have that. They already have underwear with charcoal filter on your ass crack. Uh-huh. So when you fart, it filters out the smell. They already have that.
Uh-huh.
That's why my idea is brand new.
Uh-huh.
It's a syringe, Rover.
Okay.
That you put... When the sun don't shine, you suck it out.
Okay.
I just have to figure out what to do with that.
All right.
What to do with it afterwards?
Yeah, with the fart. Like, you want to add them up? Like,
They mail them back to you, and then you also have a second business, some sort of stink bomb business.
Sell to the government parts. Uh-huh. To sell, like, stink bombs.
Yes.
Okay. Or you have, like, a little screw top device on there, and you could just release the farts into, you know, like, your fake fiance's face at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she liked that, but...
Yeah. And then I also have a quick question for Jeffrey.
Yes.
See here?
Hold on, he's slowly coming here. He's paid by the hour, so he doesn't
what
move
up?
That fast.
Jeffrey, I was just wondering if you could tell me about this place called Hardee's I heard about.
You're trying to say Hardee's nuts, so knock it off, pal.
All right. He got
it. Yeah, Jeffrey, Hardee's nuts tasting in your mouth.
There you go. All right, Blind James, thank you. I think someone already called with that this week.
I don't know about Hardee's.
No, we got Aldi's.
Yeah, Aldi's.
Aldi's nuts in your face. I thought Hardee's was in there.
No, I haven't heard that.
Hardee's nuts taste.
Because I believe James was the Aldi guy, too.
All right, Charlie, what do you have coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus? And by the way, if you did not subscribe to RMG Plus, you're missing out on all sorts of content. I predict at least 20 minutes on farts today on the Aftermath.
We have great stuff lined up. We're going to really talk about Dieter's new fart invention. We'll go how we can improve upon it. We'll really get into that. We'll talk about Jeffrey removing the crazy cat lady, and we'll talk about me huffing poppers at the bar. All that more coming up on the Aftermath.
All right. If you do not subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live, either there on the website or with the Rover Radio app. If you want to win something, how about Brett Michaels tickets? Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I will give you a pair of tickets to see Brett Michaels on Thursday, December 27th at the Hard Rock Roxino Northfield Park. The tickets are on sale now at the Roxino box office or at Ticketmaster.com. But if you're caller 30... right now at 866-YO-ROVER, you are going to see Brett Michaels Thursday, December 27th. That's it. We will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.